is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'll be betting on the Don and Mike audience.
Yes, of course.
I'll be betting on the best audience in radio. Rob, don't look at me in that tone of voice.
I have faith in that audience.
Come on, they're the bestest. They're the bestest. They are simply the best.
We love them.
Yeah.
We really do.
Most
even though we fight with them all the time.
Most of you. I'll say that most of you we have unconditional love for.
That's true.
Some of you we despise. But that's a very small percentage, and it's on a case-by-case basis, and it's on an individual-by-individual basis with each of us, mm-hmm. your major people here on the radio show.
Now, does individual count as individual cities?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does, Mike.
So can we discount an entire region like Rob and I have done?
Well, who am I to say? I'm allowing this. I'm not a dictator. I've been called the first part of that. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people call me Tater.
No.
Tater. I got a question, a geographic question.
Yes.
Where does Fresno fall geographically within California?
So you're already to on Fresno.
No, no.
Has Fresno done? We've not gotten any bad calls from Fresno.
I know that Bakersfield would be.
North.
I don't know California geography, and I wish I knew it better. Where does Fresno? I'm thinking east of Los Angeles, northeast of Los Angeles.
Well, Los Angeles is very far to the south, and Sacramento is.
You got a map, Buzz?
North.
I'm working on it now.
Anyway,
that's a good looking map. Can you hold that up, Buzz?
Yeah, it's pretty, isn't it? I was actually on the internet.
No, that map is not from the internet. That map is like from back when they were stumbling onto a piece of land, and some guy said, "Let's call this Wyoming." Look at that. Look at how old and crusty and dried that thing is. That looks like one of Joy Behar's feet.
They took us through Donner Pass.
That's nasty. That
map says has all the territories.
Buzz will search for it, wearing his uniform fresh off his audition for a chorus line.
Hold on.
It's about halfway between Bakersfield and San Francisco. Bakersfield. Okay.
Hello. One of Joy Behar's feet.
That's right. Joy Behar is the biggest bag in the world. Well, what can we do for you? Dave, you're a caller.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. I wanted to correct you. It's the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. It would be a FDIC-regulated institution.
Oh, is that what the bank was on the Beverly Hills?
I thought it was Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
No, I know it's Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Now, Rob fed me that one, so you got to take it up with him.
You know what? I defer if you're that sure about it. I mean, I'm not.
It's the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills?
Yeah, they have it, the side of the building on the screen before they go to the office. But
there's your Beverly Hillbillies trivia. And, Rob, I'm afraid we're going to have to dock you this segment's pay.
Well, thank you for letting me keep my job, even if it's abbreviated stuff.
Well, I will take you on your word, sir, and from now on, refer to it as simply the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
All right, thank you, Dave.
I don't want you to lose your charter.
I don't want to lose my charter either.
No. Get out of here. Keith in California.
Fine,
my friend. Going great. The geography of California.
Okay, Bakersfield is 2 hours north of L.A.
Okay.
And Fresno is close to 2 hours north of Bakersfield, and then another 2 and 2.5 north to Sactown.
But would you say Fresno is in Northern California?
I would
say, at least on the way that our stations in California are set up, all roads, and don't take this the wrong way, guys, all roads lead to Sacramento.
Absolutely.
Yes. Since
in California, Sacramento is our biggest market.
Right.
Like 2 million people in Sacramento. Mm. So you'd have to say, geographically or not, in California for the Don and Mike Show, all roads lead to Sacramento. That's the biggest outlet we have in California.
Fresno is 4 hours north of L.A.?
Yeah.
I think you said 2 hours.
No,
he said 2 hours north of Bakersfield.
Oh, okay.
And Bakersfield is 2 hours north of L.A.
That's right.
Which means I do my math, my remedial math. I get 4 hours north of Los Angeles is where Fresno is.
And mm-hmm. Sacramento is, well, not in dog years, but how many years away from, and not evolutionary years, but how many, driving you?
6 hours, right?
6 hours.
I always like to educate myself about our cities. What is Fresno known for?
I know.
What is it?
Gang violence.
No, I think isn't it agricultural as well? Don't they grow grapes
right.
in Fresno?
No, Rob, no.
All over the valley.
No, gang violence is what's known for in Fresno.
Gangs picking grapes.
All right, see you later. Goodbye.
Bye, guys, later.
According to this Pioneer map, Fresno is actually part of Southern California.
Hello, Steve, also from California. Steve, this is the Don and Mike Show.
And yet they have a northern attitude.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I want to know if you lump. I want to ask Rob and Mike if they lump San Francisco in with Sacramento.
Oh, now you know what? Hold on.
No, I don't.
I did forget that we are technically on in San Francisco, even though we're on a station.
In San Francisco. Dog.
We're on, even though we're on a station no one listens
my
to.
My cousin and his wife and his and their baby, their new baby, live in San Francisco, so that's family. I cannot lump them into the Sacramento quadrant.
Thank you, Mike.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Hey, meanwhile, what am I, chopped liver? I love all of you people.
Don has expressed a desire to live out in Sacramento.
I would retire to Sacramento.
I like it there.
What are you doing? Like, you making the puke sound effect?
You'd retire to Sacramento?
I've said it before. Except for the areas of town that I've been to that appear to be nothing but that stucco, that
right.
Mexican, everything looks like Taco Bell in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm. Well,
except for those areas, which all seem to be near KHTK radio,
right?
Our radio station. Uh-huh. When we've been tooling around there, yes, I think Sacramento's a fantastic city.
There you go.
I really
palm
do.
Palm trees, proximity to the ocean and to the mountains.
Do you mean how close is the ocean?
Like an hour away or so?
Hour and a half away.
90 minutes to Reno?
Sacramento, yeah. You're never more than an hour and a half away from anything. And here's the thing about Sacramento.
But you're an hour and a half away from anything.
Here's the thing about Sacramento. It's and I like Baltimore equally uh-huh. well, but Sacramento is Baltimore. I do like Baltimore.
It's the West Coast Baltimore.
Yeah, except it's
Baltimore. No, it's not. It's not
no,
that.
No, it is because, listen to me, hear me out on this. Both cities have an incredible inferiority complexes.
Yes, you're right
yes.
about that.
Yes.
That's the similarity.
And of the two, the weather kicks ass in Sacramento all the time.
Yeah, yeah. The weather is much better.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I'd end up going. I don't.
No football team in Sacramento.
That's true, Rob.
Let's go around and think of our affiliates really seriously. If you were to pick a place where you want to live out your days, the end of your DJ days,
okay.
Dom would pick Sacramento. Where would you
pick?
Well,
now, Mike, hold on. Now, Tampa Bay's on the list now
Tampa
as well.
Tampa Bay's in
okay.
play.
All right.
So my top would be Sacramento, Tampa Bay, and because I'm crazy, like Green Bay or Madison, Wisconsin is my third choice. Just because I used to live there, and I like it.
You're from
there.
Wisconsin.
I think Las Vegas.
Vegas.
I mean, it's a happening city. It's growing.
Probably. I would go between two cities.
Yeah.
I would go between our new affiliate, Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. and I would spend a lot of time in Portland, Maine. Beautiful Portland.
That is very
Maine.
Nice.
And
Portland,
gorgeous,
Maine is nice.
Gorgeous city.
May I take that as my second?
Yes, absolutely.
I like
very
it up
good.
There.
Touché.
Thank you.
Buzz, if you say Wichita, I'm going to shoot you.
Okay, then I won't.
Were you really?
No. I think Tampa would be my first choice because
home,
of the weather.
It's your hometown,
right?
But of all the cities we broadcast to, if you could move to one of them,
When I grow up, I want no winter, so I'd go to Tampa.
There you go.
Okay, but here's the deal, guys. Mm-hmm. We got nothing in Tampa. We got nothing in Tampa. Mm. You know what I mean? We're starting over on a station down there.
We've got loyal, wonderful people that listen to this show in Sacramento.
For over 10 years.
Yes.
For over 10 years.
Well, that's true. That would be my second choice.
So,
but I wouldn't base it on that. I wouldn't want to be pestered.
Haven't we done well in Portland, Maine? The little affiliate
that we
don't give enough attention to on this broadcast.
Right. Yes, we do great there. Sure,
and they have an international jet port.
They do.
And Portland, Maine rocks.
Some killer wheelchairs that when we were so hungover, we were drag racing into their airport
That's
one
right.
morning.
That is just a gorgeous city. I think one of the most beautiful small cities in America.
Mm. And I like where we live right now. I like D.C. Who doesn't like it? We've been here for 20 years. Who doesn't like it here?
I like D.C. I just wish I'd chosen to live somewhere closer to everything.
It's gotten very congested.
It has, but it's gotten congested everywhere.
I got plenty of room.
And if we're leaving your city out, bear with us. We don't know it yet.
Or maybe. Yeah. Or maybe.
Maybe we know it too well.
Or if we're leaving your country out.
Now, let me say this.
Canada.
Let me say this as I look at this list. Where would I not live? Uh-huh. And running the risk of alienating the people listening in these following cities?
Don't take this personally.
Don't take this personally, please.
In the spirit in which it is offered.
Wichita.
Second.
I'm proud to be from there.
You're from there.
Yes.
I don't like tornadoes.
Also, I'd have
That's
to
it. I like the people in Wichita.
I'd have to say...
Me too.
I really do.
I remember you on Wichita television when they asked you, what's your favorite thing about Wichita?
The people.
But I do. I really do.
Good.
Sons of the soil.
Gosh. Maybe Des Moines. I can't imagine that's exciting.
Oh, I would live in Des Moines. That would not be one that I would throw away. Iowa people are phenomenal. Great people.
How about Buffalo?
Buffalo. I'd live in Buffalo.
I'd live in Buffalo before I live in any of these other cities that we're talking about now that I wouldn't live in.
It's a nasty winter, but again, it's a really cool town.
I hear it's a party town.
They got a lot of bars in Buffalo.
I'm waiting for an affiliate city that I would really say that I wouldn't want to live in.
Okay.
You got the list in front of you.
I do, and I'm looking. I want to see... Warren, Ohio.
I don't think I'd want to live there.
Franks and Beans.
Rob. How about now? We've had the pleasure of visiting this tiny hamlet.
Uh-huh.
The armpit of Louisiana. Lafayette, Louisiana. Do you remember how humid it was down there?
I could live in Lafayette.
I'd be there.
If it was air conditioned, if you promised me air conditioned, I would live there.
The culture, the music, the food, I could live there.
And I dig Austin. I like Austin, Texas, too.
And I've never been, but
won't hear it till tomorrow, Buzz, so don't bother
me. I don't want to live in Houston.
You're pretty ramped up about this. Rob is practically bouncing out of his shoes right now.
But it just occurred to me that we are on in Houston now, and I would not want to live there.
I second that.
I'd go to Houston. It's warm.
I'd go except if they're having a Super Bowl.
Friends,
Jim Nance, what, you're not enjoying your time in Houston? No, Houston's an armpit.
It's awful spread out, friends.
I'm glad our show is on there. Glad you enjoy it there. I hope that someday you're able to leave Houston and go somewhere else where you can hear this show.
Very friendly people in Houston.
That's awful. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have said that. I really shouldn't have said that. Didn't mean that.
Yeah, Houston be top of my list.
What?
Top of my, I'm nervous about saying it about any city, affiliate city, especially a new one, but that would be the top of my list where I would want to live.
Where, Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here is some guy named Rob. Hello, Rob. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, you could live in Salt Lake City next door to Ken Jennings, Jeopardy champion.
Hey, get out of here.
Salt Lake City is a beautiful city. You've been there, Don, right?
Yeah.
I've flown into the airport.
It's not my bag, baby.
No.
I think I'm a bit too progressive for Salt Lake City. Even me, even the new toned down me.
You can smuggle in some Pepsi and Coke? Come on.
Yeah, right. Smuggling. Remember. No,
there are secret stashes of that.
I know I've told you this before, but it's so funny. This is before anybody was syndicated on the radio. There was no such thing as satellite radio. I was working at WPGC in Washington, and they owned a station in Salt Lake City, K92.
Right.
So they said, we're going to syndicate your show.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how they were going to syndicate it. They would take my show from the night before, mm-hmm. records and all, put it in a box, send it to the radio station. Then the radio, I would sit in a room, and I would, instead of saying WPGC, I would go, K92, and they would splice this in, and it took them like 3 hours to put a stupid top 40 show together that seemed to never make sense. But for whatever reason, they flew me out there one time,
right.
And I was touring, I think, Provo, where Brigham Young University is.
Uh-huh.
And they brought me by, and there were all these people that listened to the station, and they said, oh, we're so excited to meet you. Where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you live in the Provo area? Do you live in the...
Right.
And while I was thinking, God, you people are so stupid, you don't even know the show is taped, I made the mistake of saying, I'm dying of thirst. Where can I get a Coke? Uh-huh. And now, this was back in 1980.
Right.
And they said, oh, if you want a Coke, we got to take you out of town to get one of those.
Wow.
because I got this thing about caffeine. At least back then,
wow.
Salt Lake City was very uptight about caffeine. Mm. I took a one-hour car drive with guys out into the middle of nowhere to get a six-pack of Coors beer way back in the day. And then they wanted me, the trick was you fly me in, and I do the show from there.
Right.
So that they really think that it's live every night. Mm-hmm. And it was around the time of Who Shot Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first...
JR, you mean?
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, Who Shot JR on Dallas. One of the first things I did, hey, K92, the hit music is Don Geronimo. Who do you think shot JR? I don't know. We'll find out together. And whether, you know, here the Bay City Rollers in Provo. Anyway, hotline rings. I pick it up. It's the program director. Hey, what's happening? He says, listen, they don't run. I said, wait a minute, hold on.
You have to drink the water from the pump well that's in the back.
You got a room that's about as big as a shoebox and a guy screaming his head off into a microphone playing awful records.
Yep, wow.
And you're not even going to allow him to have caffeine?
No, we have soup for you.
Soup.
Here's some soup for you. Eat some tomato soup.
So then I get in a car with these guys and we go in the middle of the desert like we're buying heroin or something. And it's a six-pack of Coors and we're sitting outside and really in the middle of nowhere. And these interns from this radio station were all giggling like, you're so scary. I can't believe this. We're drinking beer.
You're drinking beer.
You're drinking beer. God. Well, yeah, it's changed. I'm sure.
Wow. I wonder how much. I bet there's certain areas that are. I'd love to hear from people out there.
Hello, Dean, Don, and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Don, you know, you're talking about the football teams, not in Sacramento, but we do have two that are just... West Sacramento, you got the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know.
The 49ers.
I know, the 49ers, they're Thuper, I know. But, you know, that...
Both my favorite.
It's a Sacramento phone.
That's right.
Sacramento cell phone.
Sir, listen, it's not really that important.
Dink.
And I've lived without pro football here in Washington. Since how long is Dan Snyder on the team? I've lived without pro football for 5 years in
yes,
the town that I live in.
But I should tip your hand about some kind words you had for Joe Gibbs. You're kind of pulling for old Joe Gibbs.
Oh, who can't?
Well, sure.
I mean, I hate Snyder, but God, Joe Gibbs is the best.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to have him back as coach of the Redskins.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's the one move that
the injury-riddled Washington Redskins.
It's the one move that little Danny Snyder could make that would make guys like me get off his ass.
Right.
It's like, okay,
right.
You hired the best guy of all time. I agree. He's the best guy. I'm excited about the Redskins this year.
I hope. I wish this year for no shots of him in the owner's box. I hope he goes to the back and says, I just don't want to watch him.
Hold on. Here's an update, Mike, about...
Little man.
Pepsi, Coca-Cola in Utah. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, you know, when Pepsi and Coke came out with their caffeine-free drinks, uh-huh. All the Mormon Pepsi and Coke drinkers came out of the closet then.
When it was caffeine-free?
Uh-huh. Yeah, when they were all drinking it anyway, but then when the caffeine-free stuff came out, you'd start to see them walking around with it.
So if you go to the average grocery store in, say, Provo, which is, I guess, is that the...
Suburb.
Is that the center of the Mormon culture in...
That's where Brigham Young is.
Utah?
Yeah.
No. Salt Lake City is the center. All right. The problem is... Provo's about 35 miles south of Salt Lake City.
But that's where the college is, right?
Well, it's the home of BYU.
Right.
That's where they're all trying to live the perfect life.
So that's where you would be likely to go into a grocery store and not see caffeinated products?
Well, back then, not now.
Not now, they have everything.
Even now.
Okay, well, then look at, they've changed for the better. And as I mentioned...
They sell beer now?
This show is... Oh, hello? Do they...
That's where...
Hello?
I think he's listening to himself on the radio.
There you go. He's gone.
That's forbidden. That is forbidden to do that.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great.
I love your show down here in Tampa on the Buzz, 10
right on.
A.M.
Very good.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, you know, everybody's in the buzz around here because football training camp starts in 2 days over in Disney, and we're hoping the Bucks do real well. And I don't know if you know it, but your first-round draft pick injured his knee in practice today. So
yeah, Mike told me that guy, Sean Taylor, did. The Redskins.
Got his knee blown up. Not badly, hopefully.
No. Yeah, and I agree with you. Joe Gibbs is just a class act. When he left football, won the NASCAR, he brought that to another level.
There's nothing better.
Even though he's a Redskins coach,
Sports Radio.
Let me just say what I think that guy was feeling. That, really, and I feel the same way. There's no better time right now because there are some teams that are in training camp now.
Yes.
Games start. The fake games that nobody but asses like me watch start in 2 weeks.
Amazing. 72 hours to the trading deadline.
I cannot wait. Oh, you talking about Major League Baseball, Mike?
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. This is it. This is when you're going to see trades. It's going to happen now. Okay. And you know what's forbidden in Tampa?
What?
Behaving.
Here's James in Provo, Utah. James.
Gentlemen, how are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
You know, I tell you, first off, you guys, they call this area south of Salt Lake City Happy Valley. and it is that just for that reason. I mean, you know, you can go to the stores and you'll find, you know, your Cokes and all that kind of good stuff, but they won't sell regular beer here. Their beer is all watered down. It's all 3-2.
Near beer.
So, was it near beer? Oh, yeah, I remember near beer.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, it's a little bit stronger, I guess, than near beer, but it's only 3% alcohol.
Right.
If you want to get real beer and real liquor and stuff like that, you have to go to one of their nightclubs here in the area, and they all have this thing to get around the state liquor laws. They all say they're a private club for members. So that's you know, you have to pay like crazy. $5 for this card. And
so, I mean, you can
like
walk in right off the street and just buy a membership card, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, but it's a little bass backwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny that, you know, this area here is really so damn conservative. I went over here to a Chili's one time during the NBA Finals, and the place was packed. And I realized that I was the only guy sitting at the bar watching the game that actually had a beer.
So you can actually.
Oh, you mean like people at Chili's in the sports bar area of Chili's? They were sitting watching whatever the Utah Jazz, whatever you're watching, but they're having like soft drinks.
They were having their soft drinks, their lemonades, or whatever. I swear, but they were not having any. I was the only guy with a big tall beer star.
All right, wait a minute. Wait. So you go into the Chili's and the beer you get is that same near beer stuff?
Most of it is, but they actually have some that is a little stronger. They have some local brew stuff that is actually a little bit stronger. It's funny, if you get it in a bottle, they get some of their stuff from the liquor stores, and it actually has the little liquor store tag on it, so you can differentiate which ones it's from.
Talk about bass backwards.
It's a trip. And then the other thing you were talking about several months ago, I think it was, you were talking about some of the nude places here in Salt Lake City. They have a 3-foot rule, and they all wear pasties.
Okay,
3-foot rule with pasties.
3 feet of the dancers.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
That's a guy that jammed a lot of information into a very brief call.
Appreciate it. Having heard all that, kiss my happy valley. How can this show, even our new Tone Down show, how can this possibly still be on the air in Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
If you can't go, can I? Listen, I don't want to flip any of you Salt Lake City types out, but.
You can't get within 3 foot of your radio at any time.
Today,
3 feet, I should say.
Today, before the show, when I was up in the office, not that I have a problem or anything, and I don't. It's just it's the way I cope. Uh-huh. I wanted to make sure that I didn't.
What do you have in your satchel? He's going into his satchel. Oh, there it is.
My gigantic 180 proof imported from Holland 750 liters of beautiful effing vodka.
There it is.
Wow. I'll give them a plug because they sent us a case of the stuff for free, and I realized I'm running low. Mm-hmm. Tonight's family movie night, or at least the last I heard it was family movie night.
There's
in my home.
There's your medicine.
So
probably need that.
Think about this in Salt Lake City. As you got to drive to some crusty bar and buy a membership card to drink some watered down, what might as well be mule... from a mule. You know what I got right here?
What?
Look at this.
You got 100% hooch.
And you know where I had it? in our office, sitting on top of a file cabinet. You know why it's in there? So I don't have to take my lazy ass to the liquor store after the show.
That is wonderful.
Wonderful.
There it is, right there, right in my bag.
That's a thought for our new office.
Ready to go home. A mini bar?
Just a little bitty. Even though you and I really don't imbibe before the show, it would be, wouldn't it be great
for
to just have it in there for for show? Just to, I mean, really just like have all the rail drinks up there and just a real little bar with mixers, little mini refrigerator.
Well, you know, we have a little refrigerator and we have lots of liquor in my office because
right
we keep it.
Right now, BA is probably going out of her mind. Yeah, she's going, no.
Oh, he needs an ice bucket.
She's already flipping out about the couches and the TVs and for the office, for the decoration of the office.
That's right. We're going to be taking care of that today.
Oh, you and she are going to
take care
of that.
Yeah, I told her. I'll talk to her during the breaks, and we're going to get the proper love seat selected.
Love seat.
Oh, one last call here from Oakland, California, getting back to the cities. Mike, who's listening to us in Oakland, does have a fact. I believe it was at Fresno, California.
A couple of things. Well, Fresno is known and was written about by Herb Cain as the Velveeta capital of the world. They also produce artichokes and honey, and they brag.
Rob, Velveeta.
Yum. Velveeta.
Oh, Velveeta and artichokes.
They had a failed miniseries. I think it had Carol Burnett in it called Fresno on CBS.
Velveeta and artichokes will keep you regular.
Velveeta and artichokes, I imagine, is probably what Carol Burnett's dry cleaning smells like.
Let me say something. Michael Moore, Bill O'Reilly was claiming that the reason they booked Michael Moore is they found him walking on a street outside the convention, and they just went up to him, which sounded, suspect.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Okay.
Speaking of Velveeta.
I believe it.
Bye. Now, there's a real cheesehead.
Would you like some Velveeta on your artichoke?
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike. Free FM. This is the Don and Mike Show. How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History. Channel, the real Abe, honest.
Chili Hotline.
Yeah, listen, we're having folks over for dinner. And
ooh, a real fiesta, huh?
Sort of, except my wife wants grilled veggies, and I want beef.
Well, bring home a box of Stag Fiesta Grilled Chili with juicy beef and fire-roasted veggies.
Wow, that is a fiesta. Sounds
mooey delicious. Chili Hotline.
Hey, I'm into kickboxing.
Wow, exercising your rights.
And my lefts, so I need to stay lean.
Stag Silverado Lean Beef Chili, 97% fat-free.
They do that?
Chili is all they do. You can beef up and beef up.
I love it.
Stag Chili, the chili chili lovers love.
Hey, this is Tanya Robertson. Guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and 2 nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
Have you heard about the latest get-rich-quick scheme in America? It's filing lawsuits. Do you know that if you own a business or any substantial property, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being sued even if you've done nothing wrong? Protect everything you've worked hard for with the Nevada Corporation. Personal asset protection is one of the many benefits of incorporating in Nevada. There's also no state tax, and Nevada is number 1 in personal and corporate privacy.
Hi, I'm Greg Zapper, president of Nevada State Corporate Network. Through the years,
years, we've helped thousands of people just like you protect what they've worked hard for. With just a single phone call, you'll learn all the benefits of a Nevada corporation, like asset protection, tax savings, privacy, and much more. All for just $489. We do all the paperwork for you, and we can get you incorporated by phone in about 10 minutes. It doesn't matter where you live, only where your corporation lives, and that should be tax-free Nevada.
Call now for a free consultation. The first 50 callers get the free ebook, Why Incorporate in Nevada. Call 866-854-3703. 866-854-3703. That's 866-854-3703.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
Another commercial for a mortgage company? No, this is a wake-up call. How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by as much as 45%? Introducing the 1.5% interest rate mortgage loan exclusively from HomeLoanCenter.com. Imagine a $300,000 loan is only $1,035 per month. That's right, a $300,000 loan for $1,035 a month. Get extra cash to consolidate debts, pay off tuition, or those high-interest credit cards. HomeLoanCenter.com makes it fast and easy to qualify. And with 4 out of 5 customers approved, there's no reason to wait. Call HomeLoanCenter.com at 888-907-FUN. That's 888-907-3863. Call now and speak to a loan officer who can pre-approve your loan today.
Start rate of 1.5% is fixed for the first 30 days with a fixed payment option for the first 12 months. APR on a $300,000 loan with a monthly payment of $1,035 is 5.612%. HomeLoanCenter.com is licensed in all 50 states, equal housing lender.
Cut your payments by as much as 45%. Call 888-907-FUND. 888-907-FUN. 888-907-3863.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses 2 children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought 2 wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? You feel wired at first, but then here comes the crash and you feel worse than before, Jack.
The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. You should try the new liquid energy shot called 5-Hour Energy. With 5-Hour Energy, you can leave grogginess and sail through your day with no jitters or crash.
5-Hour Energy contains a powerful blend of B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, Jack. No sugar, only as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. And it takes seconds to drink.
In minutes, you're feeling wide awake, alert, and productive. And the feelings last for hours. So, if your energy drink makes you crash, switch to 5-Hour Energy.
Hours of energy now, no crash later.
Go straight to your nearest Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, or 7-Eleven now for 5-Hour Energy. That's Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, and 7-Eleven. For more information, go to www.5hourenergy.com.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses 2 children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought 2 wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel. The Real Abe. Honest.
Would you believe just a few hours ago this professional baritone had such a terrible cold he could hardly talk? Then he tried New Sucret Complete. New Sucret Complete is the only all-in-one lozenge that relieves your cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, even freshens your breath. Plus, it's loaded with vitamin C and zinc. Try New Sucret Complete, serious medicine for complete cold relief.
New Sucret Complete.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get
me. I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
I'd like to say I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show ready to double team your girlfriend, and it stops.
It stops right there and it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind. Let's raise our glasses, whatever we got in front of us. Salute. Health and happiness.
Cheers, everybody.
I love you so much, Frankie.
I love you. I'm not a talker. I love you. Congratulations.
Atlantic City, New Jersey.
I'm never going back.
Liar.
Yeah, I'm not going back.
Liar, liar.
No, I've concluded that I have a bit of a problem.
Oh, no.
I do. I think I might
what,
be one.
What, just now?
Oh, I'll just dial the phone and say, hello, Gamblers Anonymous.
Luck be a lady.
Let me ask you a serious question. Would you say that? Would you have come back and said that if you had won this weekend?
Of course not. No, I wouldn't. I would have come back a lot in a lot worse shape. If my girlfriend didn't actually win something.
Oh.
You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say, I'm not gonna mention numbers, okay? Because if I mention numbers, the listeners and everyone in this room might be a little shocked, okay? But the numbers are getting a little more significant than they should be.
Oh, dear.
Is it something where in my mind, it's gonna be okay? Do I have a certain number in my mind when you go to Atlantic City, you should say, I am prepared to lose this much.
Do you?
And here's the deal. I didn't do that this time. I had that in my mind, and I should have stopped at that number, and I didn't. And I didn't. Are you writing down a figure?
Yeah.
You went past the number.
Okay. I went three times past the number.
Ooh. With your losses?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, no. Four times past the number, and then came back to simply double that number.
Okay, I will go with my original, because if...
Are you estimating my total losses for the weekend?
Yes.
You are correct.
That's what I wrote down.
You are
Look
correct.
At that. I got that. Right. Nailed it.
And so do you understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about where I was, though?
Yeah.
Where I was double that.
Right. Oh, my God. So you were down...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yes. That's a problem, don't you think?
I'll get the number for you if you like.
Yeah. That's a problem. No, but here's, you know. Yeah, I know.
You're the man.
But nobody can tell me
what
to do.
I mean it. You're the man.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
That's true.
I mean, I just do it.
That's what I mean. You're the man.
Well, you know.
You're the man.
I mean, but.
God damn. Wow.
Yeah.
And you really have lost.
And boy, do they treat me well.
Well. Please.
Well, no.
For that much, you should have your own wing of the hotel.
All right, I'm going to tell you the whole story.
Okay.
We go down to Casino A, and I'm not going to mention them because I'll tell you why I'm not going to mention them, because they don't deserve it.
Ah.
That would be a plug, and I can tell this story.
What, the showboat?
Very, I can mention them because that's where all the bad stuff happens.
Oh, I thought that.
Why mention the good place? Why mention them?
Oh, I see. Seriously, why?
I've already plugged. I give them their plug. Their plug is that they see that I'm checking in, and they're going, oh, give him the good room. He'll be here for two nights. Idiot man.
Wow.
Idiot man who as soon as I win, I lose. You know. Mm. But I will write this down. So what I'm trying to tell you, Don, is that this is what I planned.
And Mike, let me ask you one
absolute,
more thing.
Absolute. This is what I planned. Every time I go down. That's it.
And you've not given a penny to the Red Cross yet?
Yes, I have done that. I have done it. It wasn't the Red Cross. It was another.
Good.
It was
very
another.
Good.
But, you know, it.
How close was that donation to any of these numbers? Not very, right?
I'll write it down. All right, since you want it. Just
okay.
Want to know.
This is just private. With,
yes.
You know, with Mike and me.
Okay. Now you make me joke. And you hurt me. You hurt me.
What's that about?
Where you're all of a sudden you're starting to guilt me out on that? That's terrible.
Did you just send them a $5 bill, or did you send them a check, or what?
$5 in merchandise from the restaurant.
Would have sent them.
They always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, I'm $5
chip.
I'm busting your chops about this.
I'm down enough, and it's not going to happen again. And it can't happen again. It can't. No, because
you felt guilty when you saw the sign by the ATM.
I hate doing this. Listen,
I'm not even saying it. I'm just nodding at Mike when Mike says it's not going to happen again. I go, yes, I believe.
Nobody
yes.
tells you what to do.
Listen, that will not happen.
That could
again.
Happen again sometime.
The top one that you wrote down?
Yes, that could happen. I don't doubt that could happen somewhere down the line.
You could lose that amount of money again?
I could, but I can't ever let happen what almost happened. It almost happened that I was, you know, seriously coming back, and it's just not smart. It's not smart. It's fun, and you're going to think I'm full of it, because Carla and I were discussing it over the weekend. We were talking about why it's almost like why somebody goes golfing or does anything else, that it is like the highs when you win are great, but and the lows when you lose you're down. But it's not about it's about playing the games. It's about doing.
Say, dude, if
it's about gaming. It's about doing it. I mean, really, that's what I love about it. Mm-hmm. And
I don't do it anymore. But if you wanted to get high,
yeah.
You could do it for a lot less than that.
For months and months.
You could buy a year's supply.
Right, right. But I do it just because I never want to.
Even if you bought the bad stuff,
uh-huh. Right.
You could go for 2 years on that
but
amount of money.
But they call it gambling because you're putting something on the line.
That's
and
right.
I put a little too much on the line this time. And that's why. And also, here's the deal. Look, I'm the total rube. I don't doubt it. I tell you exactly what the deal is. I am the classic example of the kind of guy they get. I go up there, I gamble a lot of money. They know that I love being treated well. They do this for everybody that mm-hmm. is in that that high gambling. I'm not like a whale. I don't do that kind of that you see on all the different shows. Right. But I gamble a lot, and I like the perks.
I bet you're some type of a fish though.
With
that amount of money,
I believe I am.
You probably maybe you're a shark.
I believe
or maybe a piranha.
I'm not a whale.
No, those are small. Maybe a marlin.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's bigger than a marlin.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's right. You're not whale status.
Right,
but. You're not a goldfish either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think a marlin maybe. I mean, like, what's one of those big ass swordfish type things?
Right,
hammerhead shark.
Hold on, you know what? You're a dolphin.
I was talking.
You're a gentle dolphin.
I was talking to a casino host.
That's good.
And I was
said it, Buzz.
Oh, I said hammerhead shark. I didn't even think about.
No,
that
I was talking to a casino host up there.
click, commiserating. Click, click.
Thank you. Like the morning I was leaving and talking about my depression, about where I had been and how that really freaked me out. And she explained to me that there is a gentleman who is not anyone that's like a captain of industry or anything. He's a guy that comes down there, a retired guy that comes down there, and every weekend, this was the average.
Okay. Let me see. Mike's writing down another number.
Well, this retired guy. Every weekend, up, down, all around, but
that's how much he loses on average?
That's what he plays.
But it's,
and, you know, it can be worse, it can be better, but that's what he plays.
You're not in his class.
No.
However, you are a dolphin.
Yeah, but I think it's time to,
in Atlantic City.
It's time for Flipper to, float away. It really is.
You're not a whale. You're wearing the green and aqua, or the aqua green.
Here's the deal. The ups and the downs were not even at a certain point.
The Miami relevant. Dolphins.
I was just kind of in a numb, as I am right now, in kind of a numb thing, you know. It's a depressing feeling. It's not a healthy lifestyle. You'll bounce back. Because, you know, you might be surprised. I had a few adult beverages, and especially on Saturday night.
I'll drink to that.
It got a little bit festive.
Huh? Oh, my.
And, you know, you're in there, and it's kind of like that.
How many,
yes.
How many zeros were added, though, because of that? I bet you didn't add any zeros onto this losing total because you had been drinking.
Oh, no. I mean,
you can handle your booze.
That bottom number is something that that's where I had been, and I don't ever want to be there again.
No.
That's it. I mean, we all have our zenith intolerance. We all have our limit, and that is that.
So are you now
that went from being, you know, OS to being, you know, excuse me, get yourself into some therapy. So that's where that was. Because I've been doing it a lot. I love going up there.
What are you saying today?
I'm saying that I've got to be careful. I've got to be careful because I didn't get there. I approached total out of controlness, you know. And they call it, you know, that new show that's on TV called Tilt? You know what it means?
What?
What it means is they say that to somebody when they start gambling, when they're down and they start throwing, like, the kitchen sink.
You know what FUBAR means?
Yes.
Okay. Some people might think that this number that you think is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might think that that's FUBAR or a tilt number.
Right. Well, no. I mean, it's that number, believe it or not, as silly as it might seem, is not, you know, as far as the majority of the people that are down there, it's that are in that
well,
that
not
roller.
That abnormal. Yeah, right.
No, it's not. It's, right. What amazes me.
But what about for you? What's the number that's right for you?
Absolutely the top number.
So you're okay with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I am. Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the man.
That's it.
The limit to go up and down from.
When that number that I saw, whenever I go up there, that will be when, you know, I'm done eating for the day when I hit that number.
When you lose that much?
Yeah. And if I
hope so.
If whatever happened, well, I didn't hope so this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Look
so,
what happened
so
to
hold
me.
On. So, yeah, if this is your normal, God, and I wish we could tell people the number, but if you knew the number, you'd hate us. You'd hate, well, you wouldn't hate me. Yeah.
No.
You'd hate Mike, though. How do you go from this top number? The Mike's normal accepted losings, mm-hmm. where he calls it quits.
Uh-huh, right.
You doubled that number. Mm-hmm. How do you go from that number to this number in losses?
In about an hour.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How long did it take?
In about an hour.
Wow.
So you lost that amount of money in an hour?
It was probably a longer period of time. It was probably an evening.
That's better.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was a combination of losing at everything I touched. Losing at blackjack, losing at slots, losing at I didn't play the pie game. I played the Caribbean stud poker. And it was just losing.
The golden boy.
Losing. Now, don't do this to me. Don't do that. Because, see, you said everybody would hate me, and you hate me a little bit for that, don't you?
What?
There's a part of you that hates me because I can do that, that I can go down there.
Yeah, no, listen, understand. Mm-hmm. I don't hate you.
I know, but
I'm not a hater. You know what I am, Mike?
I've seen your behavior in a casino, and I'm different. I am different because I do it all the time. I do it.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be.
I don't know if I could go to Atlantic City or Vegas and gamble for that type of, that's big stakes, man.
Yeah, it is.
Man. So no, I don't hate
but
you.
I mean, it's,
I'm envious.
But I've always been more into it than you have.
Color me green.
Haven't I always been more into it than you have? Always?
Yes.
You like it, but you go up, what, once a year?
I can take it or leave it. I like it.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun.
Hold on.
It's the
first
action,
of all,
baby.
Membership is for life. Take your time. Change your mind. You'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. you're reinstated for free.
Okay. Hello, Ryan, Don and Mike show. Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Ryan. Hey, what's up with
how's the phones?
These phones are really working great, Beef.
What's the matter? We have something broken?
Does tilt.
Hold on. Yeah, you know, I can't get.
I don't think I approached tilt over the weekend.
No,
I'm
glad you anything there.
And then got back, backed away from it safely.
Probably have to reset the phones. I will go speak to our new engineer.
Hey, great news.
We have a new engineer?
Yes, we do. And Beth Ann is totally in love with him.
Mm-hmm. Have we met this new engineer yet?
She loves him because he's moody and he wears a stocking cap, even when you don't have to wear a stocking cap.
Well, I'm moody today, too.
Like, I'll tell you, we can't get to the phone. Oh, that's killing me because, well, I know you don't want to answer it. Here's what some of these calls are. Please tell us how much.
Yeah, and it sucks that I'm not.
We can't do
that. I'm embarrassed.
Mike, equate the loss in car terms. Equate Mike's loss in car terms. I think
It would be safe to say I didn't lose. What would be, you know, a car. I didn't lose that much. I think I can say that. Yeah, yeah. You know, now cut it out. Stop it. You know, it didn't. I didn't lose that. I didn't lose that much. No.
It depends what kind of car.
Well, of course, if you want to buy something from a used car lot,
you can buy a new. You can buy.
This is the new engineer,
Don and Mike. This is David. David, come in.
Hi, David.
You can buy a new car for that much.
Yeah. Where?
For that one?
Well, where? Maybe.
You buy like a Hyundai or a Saturn?
No, I don't think so.
Not anymore.
Really? Not anymore?
No, absolutely not.
Anymore.
No.
Well, used maybe.
No, don't play with these numbers, okay? Don't make me look bad. I know you want to.
No, I don't.
All right. I feel bad enough. The engineer's here.
Hi, David, the engineer. How you doing, dude?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. See, he does have the stocking cap.
Yes, yes. Beth Ann is in love with him. I can see.
Are you full of angst?
No, he seems like a rather chipper dude.
I'm grinning ear to ear.
Any idea what's wrong with the phones? Just scream it out.
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. Yeah, let me get out of your way here.
Any idea how much money Mike lost this weekend in AC?
Hello.
You what? Can I show it to you? Don't say it. Can I show him?
Sure. I don't care.
That's how much he lost. Now, do you think?
Hey, that's a nice reaction.
Yeah. What did
they
do?
For the big. He's laughing at me.
Now, let me ask you a question, David, the engineer.
Right.
Could you buy a car for that much?
I could.
Well, a used car.
Used car.
Could you buy a new car for that?
Making me mad. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Okay. But it doesn't matter now.
Would you tell the audience, please, that no, a new car, no, you probably could. You'd be hard pressed to, right? Oh, no, out.
What?
You, my time, out. I don't need you.
Joe.
I don't need you piling on.
Joe. What, Joe?
I'm getting a little sensitive here.
We could compare it in terms to what I just finished off paying the IRS.
Well, Joe had a deal with a
different kind of gambling.
See, now it's kicking him out. Now he's making me laugh. Joe just finishing paying his back taxes.
And then I'll tell you whether it's a lot of money or not.
Right, right. Yeah.
Because I definitely paid them a lot of money.
For over a long period of time, right?
Over the last 4 years.
When did you decide to pay your taxes, Joe?
When they send you that letter that said we'll put your ass in jail?
When they threatened to take me to jail.
Wow.
To put me in court and have me face tax evasion.
Put me in court.
Wow. You know, suddenly,
Joe.
Here I was.
Well,
ready
I wasn't going to go there on my own.
Here I was ready to throw Joe out of the studio, and now he's making me feel better.
He brought joy.
So what was it, Joe? You didn't pay your taxes?
I was behind constantly and playing cat and mouse and running all my options, and then I ran out of options.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question. You know, to take nothing away from your fantastic career and your great success here. When you're making $8 an hour answering telephones, how tough is it to fill out an IRS form?
Oh, no, this is from way back in the day when I was running my own businesses and stuff.
You know.
I understand.
You might have remembered a little company we called AOL.
I do remember that.
That's right.
Joe. And what'd you do with all that .com money, Joe?
Oh, all my .com money?
Yeah.
I lost it in Atlantic City.
AOL was Ardinger. Oh, lover.
Wow.
That's how much Mike lost this weekend. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't.
Are you impressed?
How does that compare?
Well, how does that compare to what he owed?
Yeah.
That's
close?
No, it's a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, it's less than what I owed,
uh-huh.
But it's more than what I ended up paying.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So,
in the neighborhood.
How you feeling about
so
how you
much
feeling
better.
Now, Mike?
I'm feeling 10 times better now.
How you feeling now?
I'm feeling a lot better. But if it had been that number below that,
yeah.
Nothing would have put me in a good mood.
That's how much Mike had lost.
That's how much I was downed.
Yeah, yeah, and no, then he came back.
You know what? At certain times while you were doing that, Mike was having fun. Joe never liked
playing
that.
That's true.
Not even once.
All right, Joe.
No chance of getting it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe. Not with the IRS.
Hey, though, you're not seeing me with anything in my pockets this weekend.
So, we got a break.
Back, yes.
Mike, are you quitting? Are you not quitting? Are you going to Vegas again? Are you going to AC again?
I've done that. Like, last year I did it a lot. This year, there will be fewer departures, but I'll still go back.
Mm-hmm.
That number that I showed you is a lot to start, and that shouldn't I shouldn't go beyond that.
Will you give any money to our Native American brothers?
You mean like an Indian casino?
Yeah.
If I go up and see my mom, there's one like 45 minutes down the road, and I go, but I'll never do. That's the whole weekend. That's the 3-day weekend. That's going up for the trip. That's just still way out of line. I scared myself, Don.
Mm-hmm.
I scared myself a little bit.
You're my hero.
But you know what it is, really? What
How
the
could
real
you
reason?
Think I, you're my hero?
But you know what the real reason is?
What?
There's nobody telling me what to do.
That's right.
So, I mean, this is a time in my life. I'm probably never going to. I was saying this over the weekend. I'm not always going to be able to do this.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Thank you.
Have I ever told you you are my hero?
Right.
Have I ever told you that my wife puts $100 a week in my account,
mm-hmm.
and that's my money?
Your mad money.
That's my live money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my get crazy money.
Right.
And you can go to Atlantic City and do that.
Right, right.
You're the man.
It was.
Don't quit, as Jake says.
You mean,
don't quit.
Stay with the butt. You know,
no, go all the way next time.
No?
Go all the way. Bring your mortgage with you. bring your pink slip.
You've turned it into like an Old West card game where you'll be throwing deeds onto the table.
Well, here's the. I have to say one last thing.
Start pulling teeth out of your mouth.
I have to say one last thing.
Gold fillings.
That number below that is, it couldn't go any further than that. That was the all. That was the max. That's it.
Had you gone to your credit card?
No, it's you have a line of credit.
I got you. Oh, but
I don't bring credit cards into it. No.
Oh, so you tell them up front.
Oh yeah.
Or they tell you up front. You know, you say
you go in there with this, and then you can take a little bit, and that's the way to do it. Because when you're losing, that's the best. That's the easiest way to track your losses. Also,
did they? Did you throw in the title to the mine? The abandoned mine.
That's fine. That's great. Look, here's the deal. With what I lost, there are going to be some men from Atlantic City. I have no choice, and I'd like to apologize to my family, but there are some people that might be visiting my mom this weekend to just...
Visiting?
Just to take pieces of furniture she
Good
doesn't...
Good heaven, no.
They're just taking pieces of furniture she doesn't need.
Your mom will go, Michael, Black Ice is here.
That's nice.
And they're taking that antique they want so bad.
We have to break. We will be right back.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses 2 children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought 2 wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Chili Hotline.
Yeah, listen, we're having folks over for dinner. And
ooh, a real fiesta, huh?
Sort of, except my wife wants grilled veggies, and I want beef.
Well, bring home a box of Stag Fiesta Grilled Chili with juicy beef and fire-roasted veggies.
Wow, that is a fiesta. Sounds...
Mooey delicious. Chili Hotline.
Hey, I'm into kickboxing.
Wow, exercising your rights.
And my lefts, so I need to stay lean.
Stag Silverado Lean Beef Chili, 97% fat-free.
They do that?
Chili is all they do. You can beef up and beef up.
I love it.
Stag Chili, the chili chili lovers love.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Andrea Mitchell. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is being marked around the country with memorials, marches, and messages. President Bush.
Today we celebrate the life of an American who called Americans to account when we didn't live up to our ideals.
In Iraq, the U.S. military reports two crew members were killed today in a helicopter crash north of Baghdad. No official word of the cause, but two different insurgent groups are claiming responsibility. Today in London, British, French, and German diplomats say they want a UN nuclear watchdog group to officially meet in February. The topic, Iran's nuclear program and what the world plans to do about it. And First Lady Laura Bush witnesses history in the making in Liberia, attending the swearing-in of the first woman elected president in Africa. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf promises to restore peace after over a dozen years of internal strife in that country. I'm Andrea Mitchell, NBC News Radio.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
CompUSA, we get how to start the new year off right with 2 days of 12-hour savings at our two-day sale event. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday and Monday, you'll find amazing deals. Sign up with T-Mobile and get the Motorola Razr free, or ring in the new year with the Samsung A900 Blade, Sprint's hottest new phone, for only $99, only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. All offers after activation, savings, and rebates. Requires new in-store activation on rate plans of $39.99 or higher, or qualified upgrade. See store for details.
I'm Doug Russell. The upset of the weekend in the NFL playoffs yesterday in Indianapolis, where the Steelers outlasted the Colts 21-18. But the game did take a dramatic turn when, with just over a minute left, sure-handed Jerome Bettis fumbled the ball back to the Colts, who then had a chance for a dramatic comeback. Jerome Bettis asked earlier today by Sporting News Radio's Bob Stelton his thoughts on coughing the ball up the wrong time.
I was just upset, I fumbled the football and the situation like that is something you never do. And, I was upset at myself because I allowed that to happen. So it was one of those things that it was tough, but, I was hoping my defense came through, and they did.
The Steelers now travel to Denver for next Sunday's AFC Championship game. 9 afternoon games on this Martin Luther King holiday in the NBA. 3 fourth quarter tilts. The Wizards all over the 76ers, 87-65. Also, New Orleans leading at Charlotte, 87-69. Minnesota leads at New York, 76-71. A couple of second quarter scores right now. In Chicago, it's the Bulls on top of the Nuggets, 49-34. That's with 3.5 minutes remaining before the intermission. Also, in Atlanta, it's the Hawks on top of the Rockets, 40-33. Coming up in 30 minutes, 3 more games. Indiana is at New Jersey. The Pistons play host to the Celtics. It's the Jazz and the Clippers from the Staples Center. Moving on to tennis. Couple of upsets today. First round play at the Australian Open. Over on the ladies' side, Venus Williams and Elena Dementieva both lose. Among the advancers, Lindsay Davenport, Maria Sharapova, Serena Williams, and Svetlana Kuznetsova. Over on the gentlemen's side, Andy Roddick, David Nalbandian. Among the advancers, no upsets on the men's side of the net. Back to football, the New York Jets meeting today with former Vikings coach Mike Tice about their vacancy. Last night, Patriots defensive coordinator Eric Mangini was interviewed. Also, Cam Cameron will interview this week for the St. Louis Rams vacancy. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Doug Russell.
This
this week in Sporting News Magazine.
Pat Riley is back on the bench in Miami, but can the new mellower version be as successful as the legend? Plus, a wrap-up of a classic Rose Bowl, what to watch for in college football 2006, and the inside dish on the NFL playoffs.
It's all in Sporting News Magazine on newsstands now. Or to subscribe, call 800-777-6785. That's 800-777-6785. Or go to sportingnews.com. Sporting News Magazine, the expert's choice.
This is Wayne Allen Root, America's handicapper. I've won 12 documented national handicapping titles. I'm in the midst of one of my best seasons ever, and I want all of you to experience the thrill of playing with a champion. So I've established my own free winners hotline, 877-654-7777. A free play of the day, every single day, on a recorded message at 877-654-7777. To see what my private clients are playing tonight, call toll-free right now, 877-654-7777.
Have you ever heard the expression, you're not getting older, you're getting better? Well, when it comes to driving, that doesn't happen naturally, but it can happen with a little effort. Just ask 68-year-old H.R. Robinson.
Personally, I exercise 4 to 5 times every week. Anytime you exercise your body, you're exercising your mind as well. You feel more confident, not only in driving, but in all aspects of life.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-993-7222. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Did you know that Pennsylvania has a seatbelt law? We do, and we're enforcing it. This is Colonel Miller, Commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police. If you are stopped and cited for speeding or any other violation, and you are not wearing your seatbelt, you are liable to get 2 tickets. One for speeding, one for not wearing your seatbelt. That's 2 tickets, 2 fines. When it comes to seatbelts, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by Governor Edward G. Rendell, the Pennsylvania State Police, and PennDOT.
R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, it begins with you and me.
That song is so cool. Yowzer to soda bottle here, along with Cruiser to car tire.
Right, listen up. Do you know I can be recycled into new products like soaker hoses?
And if you think that's cool, listen to this. I can be recycled to make T-shirts. No joke.
You might say we never get tired of recycling.
Yeah, whatever.
For information, call 1-800-346-4242. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, Edward Rendell, Governor.
Hey, baby, just reducing real.
I was put on narcotics to manage my pain and became addicted to it.
Lauren was one of the millions of Americans addicted to opioid prescription painkillers.
Getting my drug and taking my drug every day was my priority. I was lying. I was stealing.
But through an office-based treatment she receives from her doctor, Lauren no longer abuses opioid drugs.
There's options out there. I found mine, and it works very well.
To learn more about opioid addiction treatment, visit naabt.org.
At Pennsylvania's Children's Health Insurance Program, we cover...
No, 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 don't touch!
Hey, slow down.
And we cover...
Whoa, whoa, watch your step!
Watch your fingers.
Because despite all you tell them...
What were you thinking?
Kids will be kids. If the change has left your kids without health insurance, call CHIP today at 1-800-986-KIDS or visit www.state.pa.us. PA keyword CHIP. All calls are confidential. Sponsored by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Edward G. Rendell, Governor.
Scleroderma. Want to learn more about this medical condition? The South Hills Mon Valley Scleroderma Support Group meets the first Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. For more details, call Tom Sharp at 412-571-2889. That number again, 412-571-2889. Up-to-date information on scleroderma is also available on the Internet. Visit our national website at www.scleroderma.org. That's www.scleroderma.org.
I'm Mesa Leek, and I want to tell you about the history of jazz. Not the beautiful American music that I love to sing, but my beautiful son named Jazz. He was born 15 weeks premature, fragile, and weighing barely 2 pounds while I was on tour in Japan. Jazz finally came home after months in the hospital, but then he was infected with a virus called RSV. I had never heard of RSV, but quickly learned that while it's a common virus, usually amounting to little more than a cold in healthy kids, for premature infants and other at-risk children, RSV can be life-threatening. Fortunately, there are ways to help prevent RSV in premature children, and that's the future of jazz. To learn more, call 1-877-848-8512. That's 1-877-848-8512. Or visit www.marchofdimes.com.
Just give my life, not
I'm Ben Mankiewicz.
And I'm Cenk Uygur. Together we're the Young Turks. And you can listen to us every weekend on The Edge, 1550 AM. The Young Turks, the best talk show in the country.
Because we don't make the news, we make the news sexy. So check out The Young Turks, Saturday from 2 to 6, Sunday from 4 to 6, on The Edge, 1550 AM.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge. Well, so we thin the herd of DJs.
That's right. The last one would be the Love Slave.
For all other DJs.
All right. Yes. So, all right. Who's got shotgun tonight?
Having said that,
here we go.
All right. Let's do this.
The number one man of all the jocks.
I'm undefeated.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean?
I like music radio. I always have.
Record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks.
Here we go.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Michael Solis.
Top 10 and the bottom 50.
Okay, that's the long version.
Are you undefeated, technically?
I have been beaten once or twice by our listeners.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you were doing the DJ thing, but I say, I'm undefeated.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who is this?
This is Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Now, do you know music?
I'm scared, man. I'm scared.
Do you know music? Do you know top 40 music?
I don't think as well as you do, man.
All right, Mike, how many seconds do you need?
Give me the safe three.
Three.
Three?
Three.
All right, we'll give this guy 3 seconds to see if he can identify the song. Which machine, Robbie?
You got your choice, one or two.
Okay, here we go. 3 seconds. I got it. Do you?
I know you got it. I don't got it.
That would be Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac.
And it's at this time in the game where I normally say, serious players only.
Yeah. Have a good day,
all right,
guys.
See you later.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. From the Rumors album, don't you know? I always hated that song. You don't like that song? I hated playing that one. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, what is your name?
This is Peter.
Peter, are you any good at this, you think?
I think so. We'll give it a shot.
Okay, Pete. How many seconds you need?
Let me go with the safe three as well in the beginning.
Safe three? Okay, which one, Robbie?
Choice.
Here we go. I've got it, incidentally. What is it, my friend?
I have no idea.
That's How Much I Feel by Ambrosia.
Yes, it is.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Oh, you got to let it play for a second. Trust me, you'll know. We don't have time to play the entire song, but it was one of those... Like this. One of these like rot things.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Not like rock, like light rot.
I love this.
I love it.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
Bye, loser.
Thank you. Bye.
And you'll find I'm a
race
real,
in victory.
I'm a real good sport at this game, too.
Race in victory.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Stump the Stoop. Hello.
What's up?
Are you ready to play? What's your name?
It's Mike in Rehoboth. I was ready to play, Don, and I hear your little samples before you go to break, man. I'm already ready to eat bugs and slit my wrist, man. So, you know. Whatever. I'm ready, though.
I think he's ready.
I think he's really wound up for this.
How many seconds do you need?
Two.
All right, now here's someone who's really a player.
A player.
2 seconds. Good luck.
Feels like the first time, Foreigner.
Bingo.
Very good.
Now, I got to get 1 in 2 seconds.
Yes.
And
that'll be tough.
And then we go to the 1 second challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
But congratulations. You made it to the first round.
That's a good way to get through the first round.
Maybe I won't get this one. Who knows?
Thanks, Jeff.
Except I will. Have You Ever Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John?
Wow. A second?
1 second.
I don't think it was a second. No. I think that was like half a second.
Yeah, might have been.
Actually, I think I gave myself maybe 2 seconds on
2 seconds? Okay.
I think he had 2 seconds on his as well, right?
You were talking before 2 seconds.
Yeah, you'd already identified it before.
Yeah, so now he's a half a second.
Now he's got to get it in one.
In 1 second. Another random top 40 hit. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here you go. 1 second.
Boogie Nights.
That would be Pick Up the Pieces by the Average White Band.
I used to say the Atlanta Rhythm Section, but it's not.
Yes.
Atlantic Records.
AWB.
Correct. Bye, loser.
Hey, see you. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello,
everyone is dismissed the same way on Stump the Stoop.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Goodbye, loser.
Mike is like one of the few talents I have.
I know. You get into it.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, are you any good at this?
I think so.
How many seconds do you need?
Give me two.
Two. Another person going to the difficult two.
And good luck.
Walking in the Rain, Barry Manilow.
That would be Laughter in the Rain by Neil Sedaka. Country roads with my baby.
Yeah.
Oh, goodbye, loser.
He's gone.
Just hung up.
That light the wind, he's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Greg.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Think you got a chance, Greg?
Well, I tell you, it's hard to get out of these transitions when you got a story about a kid with a shotgun.
Oh, he's doing a Casey Kasem.
Right. Very
okay.
Good.
How many seconds you need?
Two.
Good luck. Here you go.
Feel Like Making Love, Bad Company.
Wow, he pulled that one out.
Pulled a good one. Good job. You got that one right.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love.
Nice. All right, now I got to do this one to two.
Yes.
Here we go. To catch up with this guy, no problem. Shining Star, Earth, Wind, and Fire. All right. Add it after a second.
Now this guy gets one. Bow, 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 bow.
All right, this guy's got to get it in one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck. You ready, Guy?
I'm ready.
Hi, Guy.
I'm Guy.
That's such a disadvantage for the caller.
Yeah.
Want to give him another record?
Yeah, give him another record, because, I mean, he can't even hear.
Okay, Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers.
They didn't even hear anything.
He probably couldn't hear that on the phone.
Through higher frequency.
I could.
Don.
We know.
Play fair.
Okay.
Firm but fair.
Okay. Here you go. 1 second.
Oh, it just sounded like noise. I couldn't understand.
No, I'm not going to give you that again.
What's that?
I'll play it for you one more time. I already know it. Here it is.
I have no clue.
That would be Reunited and It Feels So Good by Peaches and Herb.
You have something to say to this man.
Now, even if I knew the song, I didn't know.
Bye, loser.
Bye.
So long, turkey. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Stump the Stoop. Hi. Hello.
Hey, it's Eric.
Hey, hi, Eric. You ready?
Eric.
Now, Eric,
now, sometimes you shouldn't even play.
Someone out there will figure out if you just come and say, I can do it in 1 second, maybe you'll nail me.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it 1 second.
Good man. Here we go.
I don't know.
That'd be Just What I Needed by the Cars.
I didn't know that.
It's only in commercials for Circuit City now.
Yeah.
On Elektra Records.
Message to this man on the phone?
Bye, loser! The Cars. God, where's the vocal on this?
Right here.
You guys are wasting my time.
Oh, you're funny, just like the song.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gary.
Yeah.
Gary, you want to play?
Sure do.
All right, Gary.
Sure do.
Another one for the slaughter. How many seconds, Gary?
One.
Ooh.
Good for you, Gary.
Serious... Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
What is it?
Oh, golly.
That would be Don't Fear the Reaper. Don't Fear the Reaper.
Did you say Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult?
Yes, I did.
All right, I'll give it to him.
Does this count as like a reel, or do you just give him another chance?
Here's why that goes to the judges, is the actual title, Don't Fear, is in parentheses.
It's in parentheses. Ah, so yes, I'll give that one to him.
All right.
I'll give it to him.
All right, very good.
Wins. So now I got to nail one in 2 seconds. Here we go. And then you got
1 second. One second.
Oh,
that was one. Oh, yeah. Christ. Okay, real pressure. Here we go.
That was longer than 2 seconds. That was longer than 1 second. You have to go to another song.
It was Dance With Me by Orleans, but that's fine, Mike. I'm looking on the digital clock. All right, give me another one, Rob.
I don't care.
Here you go. How about half a second, Mike? Sister Golden Hair by America.
Oh! Yeah.
Good job.
See?
See, I root for the listeners at this stage of the game.
Not me.
When you start getting really full of yourself about it.
Bye, loser.
like that. Exactly.
Like what?
How can you not?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jamie. Oh, somebody's got us on hold.
Nice. Name the song.
No, I'm really thinking about it.
Well, I think it's a Muzak version.
It's not fair
it?
When it's Muzak.
That's too funny. Somebody's got us on hold. All right, I'll put that line back on hold. Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, we got 1 minute left. We got to get a winner. Hello.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in.
Okay, how long do you need?
1 second.
Go.
This is New Orleans.
No, it's not. It's Firefall.
Firefall.
You are the woman.
Now, that's uncalled for. You don't need to speak to the listeners like that, Don.
Be quiet, Mike. And goodbye, loser.
Did you get my joke?
Yes, I did.
You are the woman?
Yeah.
You're so into it. You're just, you know.
I got the joke.
Okay, very good.
But I'm also focusing on the task at hand.
I am so. Yes, Vince Lombardi.
And still on hold.
This sounds like one of those sex lines, maybe.
Let's go to Ike. Hello, Ike.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
You ready, Ike?
I'm ready.
1 second. Go.
1 second.
Here we go.
You look good. I can't remember who does it, though. Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, you know what? Oh. I give it to him. Right. Yeah, it is.
You're no good.
Boy, that's tough over the phone.
It's a hard game.
By Linda Ronstadt. Oh, and it's real easy in person.
Stop it!
Okay,
Stop it. Behave yourself.
1 second for me. Here we go. My Sharona by the Knack. Right?
Yep.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. All right, now you have made it to the next round. Ready to go for another 1 second?
Bring it, yeah.
Bring it. Okay, here you go. Good luck. And here it is.
Double Vision by Foreigner.
Oh, that guy's good.
I can barely hear it.
Pretty good.
He's good.
You did it.
All right, so I got to do this one in 1 second.
1 second.
1 second. Here we go. Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy.
Oh, what a lonely boy.
Nice call.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. What we're going to have to do now,
on.
We're just going to have to do one where we both scream out the name. That's the only
sudden
way we
death.
Do this.
All right.
Is the guy still there? Who is that guy? Steve? Is this the guy, Steve?
Hey, I'm here.
Are you playing the game right now?
Well, I'd like to.
I lost the other guy.
Yeah, it's a new guy.
I lost the other guy. Does
That's
oh,
a shame.
Oh, my God.
Does anybody remember what his name was?
Irv?
That was Ike.
Ike? Hey, hold on. Let me go to... What's on this line? I'm not
Did
kidding.
Did you hang up on your best competition?
I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to, Mike. I swear to God I didn't mean to. Hello, Eric?
Eric,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 1 second, go.
1 second. Got me.
Got love flow.
The Bellamy Brothers.
I had the Bellamy Brothers.
All right.
Bye, loser. Oh, I got more time to say also, tell your loser mom hi.
Wow.
Now it's gone too far.
Okay, one more. We have time for one more contestant. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
How you doing, future loser? You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, 1 second. Go.
Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes.
Outstanding.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I can match it in one, we'll play on. Oh, Rob, that's the Doobie Brothers. Oh, the other one. Okay. Oh, Get Down Tonight, Casey of the Sunshine.
One of your favorite bands.
Are you want to go again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You want to go first or me go first?
Doesn't matter. I'll go first.
Okay. 1 second, and good luck.
Right time of the night. Damn, I can't remember who did it.
I'm going to give it to him because that's Jennifer Warren's. That's a hard one to get.
Boy, that's tough to get because the chord is so weird.
Jennifer Warren's on Arista Records.
It's amazing he had the title.
Not as amazing as knowing the title, the artist, and the label, Buzz. Let's be honest.
You're
okay?
Right, Don.
Thanks, loser. I mean, I'm talking to Buzz now, not the guy on the phone.
Of course. Understood.
One.
Now, sir, if you get one more right, you'll be hung up on.
Okay.
Right. Ready? Here you go. Here you
That's
go.
That's how we play.
1 second. Oh. You don't have that one? That's an easy
that
one.
Is the easiest.
I thought.
What?
I thought that was yours.
Would you, do
let's
you
say
hear
it's it? Not. Song.
Let's say it's Do you yours. Want to hear it again?
No, it's American Pie by Don McLean.
I believe him. I think, I think he's pretty good at
okay.
it.
All right. I'll take the next one. Here we go. Still the one by Orleans. Right? Okay. You know what? We got a break. This guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's give him a couple and see if he gets a couple more.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go. Here we are.
American Pie, Don McLean.
I'm kidding.
Did it again.
All right. Here's another one for you. Hold on. You got it?
Didn't hear that one too well.
Sure. That's what they all
no,
say.
No, Madonna.
I know it already. I never knew love before, and then came you, then came you. Dionne Warwick and the Spinners, that's on Atlantic Records.
Now, do you have to get one now, another one?
Well, no, I'm beating everybody today. I'm unbeatable today.
But technically, since he missed one, or is that it? Is he out?
Here we go. I'm going to give this guy the prize, but I'll do one more. I'll do one in half a second.
Right, half a second.
Watch. That's Boogie Fever by the Silvers. Am I right?
Exactly. That's good. Hey,
good.
I'm going to give you your props
that's
there.
That's like something wrong with me that I knew that one. and listen, yeah, what the hell? We could do this all day. You're really good. Let me give you one more.
Okay.
Rob, give me the box. Let me look ahead this time. Let me see if I can get one that can stump this guy.
This is in 01. This is in 02.
Oh, I see. God, we got a lot of different records in here. Yeah. I want to find one. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. This is a tough one. You get this one. I'll give you $1,000, not $500 with TiVo. You ready?
Yeah.
1 second.
Mama told me not to come Three Dog Night.
Wow. Winner. Hey, you know what? This guy deserves the win.
He sure does.
That's good.
Man, that is good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Would you have gotten that one, Don?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the one that you didn't get?
Of course I would have got it. I'm looking at the box. I was looking at the title.
But
on
what
that
was the one you didn't get?
I don't know. It was.
There were three or four, right?
Well, you bastard, you. I got none wrong. I'm undefeated. I'm calling
you. You did
game.
Get one wrong.
I did not.
When we played the game, when we were doing demonstration, you did it. But you said it was a deep cut.
One of Rob's dumb songs.
Yeah, that's
it. Listen, I got all those right, though.
Listen, my friend, you're a big fat winner. You are fantastic at this game.
Rob, are you good at this?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, you have won $1,000.
Wow.
And a 40-hour TiVo box with product lifetime service. The TiVo box records up to 40 hours of your favorite TV shows. The TiVo box lets you pause, rewind, and slow-mo TV.
TiVo box.
All that's
TiVo
just the beginning
box.
Of the excitement you care about. You've got a life. TiVo gets it. Plus, you get $1,000 because you got that other
that's
dumb
great.
Song.
He earned
great.
It.
Hey, I'd love to play this all day.
Really?
Yeah.
I was trying to get you and Rob to go one round against each other.
Rob, jump up. Jump up.
Well, you know what? I know the discs that all are right. in there.
It's so true. He does.
All right, we'll do one more real fast. Just grab a disc at random. Here we go. So it's me against Rob, right?
All right.
We're not looking at the disc.
All right.
We're looking at
this is this the 1 second game?
Yep.
All right.
First guy to yell it out wins. You ready, Rob?
Yeah.
We both don't know what this is. I've got to wait for the CD to cue and come on, baby.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Cut.
Come on. Loading.
Come on.
How's the equipment?
Great.
Always is.
Great equipment.
Hey, wait a minute. Would you cue you understand?
I don't understand.
God damn.
Bacardi Limon.
Hey, and he still hits that.
Here we go. You know, this is not queuing up in the machine.
Mm.
It's just flashing over and over.
Maybe it's not meant to be.
All right, I'll try. I'll sing one for both of you.
Thank you.
Jeremiah.
Oh, that is
Three
Joy
Dark
to the
Night.
World, Three Dark Night.
What the hell do I do
sing
here?
Another one.
Tush again by ZZ Top.
Don got you on that one.
Let me see if this cues up, really. We got a break because JB's waiting to talk.
I've never done a CD box before.
CD box.
I've never played a CD box.
Okay, it's queued up.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
First one wins.
All right.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas.
Boy, you know.
What's the label? A.B.C. Dunhill.
Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, won an Oscar for...
and technically, he was about a second ahead. He said rain came out of his mouth.
You want one more?
Yeah, we can try it again.
One more. Here we go. What's going on
by Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye.
Motown?
You were clear. One more, and that's it.
One more. Here we go. Ready, Robbie?
Yeah.
And... Drift Away by Dobie Gray.
He dusted me on that. Yeah.
Robbie, I love you, my man. You're a...
Palooza. That's it. This game is over.
But someday when you pass away, then I can win.
It's till Monday. Congratulations. Look forward to that on Monday's episode.
And congratulations to that one guy. Yeah. He did a good job.
Yeah. Are you still there, guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Man, you're good. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was a big Top 40 fan, and I got all those 45s and albums and everywhere. So
that's fantastic. Thank you,
yeah, Rob.
You don't care. Now, what rug will you do? Give him the finger?
No, Rob was just mocking
gag,
him.
Gag, gag, gag.
He was mocking you.
You want to try again?
We can go again.
One more time?
All right. Here we go.
Go. One more song. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rain talking about ABC Dunhill.
That is so gay.
It is a joke. One more. Love will keep us together, Captain and Tennille. A&M Records, produced by Neil Sedaka. Hey, Sedaka's back.
And he wore a captain's hat.
Daryl Dragon.
Mike. Winner!
Hey, I love it when I can jump in.
I didn't know wardrobe was a tiebreaker.
Got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you heard about the latest get-rich-quick scheme in America? It's filing lawsuits. Do you know that if you own a business or any substantial property, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being sued even if you've done nothing wrong? Protect everything you've worked hard for with the Nevada Corporation. Personal asset protection is one of the many benefits of incorporating in Nevada. There's also no state tax, and Nevada is number one in personal and corporate privacy.
Hi, I'm Greg Zapper, president of Nevada State Corporate Network. Through the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you protect what they've worked hard for. With just a single phone call, you'll learn all the benefits of a Nevada corporation, like asset protection, tax savings, privacy, and much more. All for just $489. We do all the paperwork for you, and we can get you incorporated by phone in about 10 minutes. It doesn't matter where you live, only where your corporation lives, and that should be tax-free Nevada.
Call now for a free consultation. The first 50 callers get the free ebook, Why Incorporate in Nevada. Call 866-854-3703. 866-854-3703. That's 866-854-3703.
From Las Vegas, we have with us a former James Bond babe. She's Midge from That 70s Show. It's Tanya Roberts. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just the usual stuff over here.
Yeah, well, not like Vegas, huh?
Well, no, nothing's like Vegas. I mean, what's happening right now in Vegas?
God, you got a couple hours? Well, let me see. I just went to see ABBA's show, Mamma Mia, which was off the walls.
Uh-huh.
It was fantastic.
Wow.
I saw Blue Man Group a few weeks before, which was also great. And otherwise, I've been playing a little golf and just, I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do. I wish I was really loaded because then I'd go shopping.
Well, that's all good.
But one day, one hopes, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
It could happen.
Well, of course. Now, yeah. Everybody knows Vegas is great. Of course, I do it at least four times a year. But the question is always, can you get a room in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Well, it ain't easy. But, you know, they're building a bunch of new hotels. But still, it's really tough. But the great thing is that the resort company that I work with, Tahiti Village, locked up thousands of rooms at the beginning of the year. And guess what, Tom?
What's
they're
that?
Giving them away as three-day holiday or mini honeymoon packages, however you want to see it.
So this is free.
This is absolutely free. 3 days, 2 nights in Vegas at a major strip hotel. And if they call within 15 minutes, we'll throw in tickets to a show. And like I said, I saw Prince. Who else did I see? I haven't seen Celine Dion, but there's just outrageous shows here and just a ton of stuff to do.
So
all they got to do is grab a pen or a pencil, Tom, and I'll give them the number.
All right, what's the number, Tanya?
Number is 866-50- Go now. That's 866-50-GO-NOW.
That's all you have to do. You call 866-50-GO-NOW.
Right. Callers get 3 days and two nights. Get into the sun for a while, man. It's 866-50-GO-NOW.
Sounds good to me. It's 866-50-GO-NOW. Thanks, Tanya.
Sure. You're welcome.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Resorts.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
La la la.
Would you believe just a few hours ago, this professional baritone had such a terrible cold he could hardly talk? Then he tried New Sucret Complete. New Sucret Complete is the only all-in-one lozenge that relieves your cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, even freshens your breath. Plus, it's loaded with vitamin C and zinc. Try New Sucret Complete, serious medicine, for complete cold relief.
New Sucret Complete.
Have you heard about the latest get-rich-quick scheme in America? It's filing lawsuits. Do you know that if you own a business or any substantial property, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being sued even if you've done nothing wrong? Protect everything you've worked hard for with the Nevada Corporation. Personal asset protection is one of the many benefits of incorporating in Nevada. There's also no state tax, and Nevada is number one in personal and corporate privacy.
Hi, I'm Greg Zapper, president of Nevada State Corporate Network. Through the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you protect what they've worked hard for. With just a single phone call, you'll learn all the benefits of a Nevada corporation, like asset protection, tax savings, privacy, and much more. All for just $489. We do all the paperwork for you, and we can get you incorporated by phone in about 10 minutes. It doesn't matter where you live, only where your corporation lives, and that should be tax-free Nevada.
Call now for a free consultation. The first 50 callers get the free ebook, Why Incorporate in Nevada. Call 866-854-3703. 866-854-3703. That's 866-854-3703.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Chili Hotline.
Yeah, listen, we're having folks over for dinner. And
ooh, a real fiesta, huh?
Yeah, sort of, except my wife wants grilled veggies, and I want beef.
Well, bring home a box of Stag Fiesta Grill Chili with juicy beef and fire-roasted veggies.
Wow, that is a fiesta.
Mooey delicious. Chili Hotline.
Hey, I'm into kickboxing.
Wow, exercising your rights.
And my lefts, so I need to stay lean.
Stag Silverado Lean Beef Chili, 97% fat-free.
They do that?
Chili is all they do. You can beef up and beef up.
I love it.
Stag Chili, the chili chili lovers love.
Hey, this is Tanya Robertson. Guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
Another commercial for a mortgage company? No, this is a wake-up call. How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by as much as 45%? Introducing the 1.5% interest rate mortgage loan exclusively from HomeLoanCenter.com. Imagine a $300,000 loan is only $1,035 per month. That's right, a $300,000 loan for $1,035 a month. Get extra cash to consolidate debts, pay off tuition, or those high-interest credit cards. HomeLoanCenter.com makes it fast and easy to qualify. And with 4 out of 5 customers approved, there's no reason to wait. Call HomeLoanCenter.com at 888-907-FUN. That's 888-907-3863. Call now and speak to a loan officer who can pre-approve your loan today.
Start rate of 1.5% is fixed for the first 30 days with a fixed payment option for the first 12 months. APR on a $300,000 loan with a monthly payment of $1,035 is 5.612%. HomeLoanCenter.com is licensed in all 50 states, equal housing lender.
Cut your payments by as much as 45%. Call 888-907-FUND. 888-907-FUND. 888-907-3863.
Hey, this is Tanya Robertson. Guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
Emergency response. What? You fell down a well.
No. My heart.
You having a baby?
No, my son.
Your heart?
Son.
Your head?
It's stuck.
It's stuck?
In a vase.
In a vase? That doesn't make any sense.
Vase. Vase.
A vase? Your head is stuck in a vase? Listen, this line is for real emergencies, not pranks.
Things can get pretty ugly when you're bored after school.
Hello? Hello?
In an after-school program, you can find something way better to do, like hoops, soccer. You could paint, or maybe even do a field trip. Check out afterschoolscene.com. You can have a lot more fun than getting your head stuck in a vase. Public service message from the After School Alliance, the Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council.
My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen when I was 17.
And you can dance for inspiration.
For an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
You got him on the phone, Rob? He's right there. Big moment for me, Mike.
I know that you are. You've been about as excited as I've ever seen you with any guests we've ever had on the show.
Coach?
How are you, fellas?
Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
Mike Ditka.
Ditka's on the show. Finally, we have you on the show. Welcome, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
First off, I'll give you a little background. I've already gone through this with my boys to tell you. I'm a lifelong Packers fan. However, I worked in Chicago for about 6 years. The time I worked in Chicago was when you happened to take the job, when you had the curly hair. And I love you. I love everything about you. You energized the city. I remember when you broke your hand because you were so mad that the Bears lost. I love the way that you got fridge into the game. I love everything about you, Coach. And you know what? Even all those years after I've left Chicago, we still play tapes of you on our show.
Yeah, they're a little crazy, aren't they?
Here is, before we, and I know we're going to talk about tackling men's health, I just wanted to play you the greatest bit of tape that you've ever given us that we use on our show.
How many years, seriously, have we been playing this tape of the coach? It's the coach on a radio show, right?
It's got to be at least 12 or 13. It was when you were still coaching the Bears.
Fantastic piece of tape.
You're downtown doing a radio show. It's some jerk calls. And listen now, here's Mike Ditka. You've heard this on our show plenty of times.
I want to know, instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air, you tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass.
Hold on, here's the best part, Coach. Here's
you
the
got
best
that,
part.
Big boy?
Here's the best part.
It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son.
Oh, we love that.
Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
Yeah. I cannot tell you how many times we've played that with our idiot callers.
Well, that guy was an idiot. There's no question. Hey, you got that part right.
All right, let me see. Coach, when you were with the Saints, you drafted Ricky Williams. You got rid of all the draft picks. You were on the cover of ESPN with him. What do you think about what's happened to Ricky Williams now?
Well, what happened to it, he brought on himself. I mean, nobody caused Ricky Williams' problem but himself. He evidently thought smoking dope and hanging out with Lenny Kravitz was what he wanted in life, and that's what he did. And then he left his teammates, his coaching staff, the organization, and the owner high and dry after he took $8.4 million from him. I would say he's a pretty undependable, unreliable, unaccountable guy. What do you think?
Do you think that, how about that? Is that wow. That's my dicka. Yeah, I agree, Mike.
Coach, Mike, do you think that he's got any chance at all if he was to get himself together? Do you think, after what he's done, do you think he'd have any chance of gaining the respect of players in the NFL and maybe making a comeback and coming back?
Yeah, I think if he gets himself straightened out,
right,
and he comes back and people know it and they apologize and plays football,
mm-hmm,
plays football the way that he could play football when he came to me at New Orleans, I think, yeah, there's a chance somebody will take him. Actually, the guy who takes all these reclamation projects is out in Oakland. I'm sure he'd take him.
Hey, I can't tell you, as I mentioned, I'm a huge fan. I've seen what you can do with the team and what you did with Chicago. When you went to New Orleans and you signed Ricky Williams that day, when you had on a Hawaiian shirt, and you had a big cigar and the dreads, I thought, you know what? It's going to happen in New Orleans. It's going to happen. It's going to happen,
yeah,
just like it did with the Bears, except in a different way, because you pushed all your chips right in the middle of the table and said, I want this guy. So, Christ, what a letdown.
Yeah, it was. You're right. But, you know, the reason I went down to New Orleans in the first place, people don't understand, the three Super Bowls that we won were all played in New Orleans. As an assistant coach, a head coach, a player, they were all played in New Orleans. So I thought it was divine intervention. This was meant to happen. God was calling on me to go there and save this team from the curse of the whatever she was, the voodoo woman. Evidently,
right,
it didn't happen, so there must be a curse down there. And I look at them playing right now, and I think there is a curse.
Yeah, it seems like it.
When you watch it now, when you watch the games now, nothing's the same as when you played or even when you ran the Bears and then left to run the Saints. Who you like now? I mean, you see a guy like Shockey, and they say, he's like Ditka, because when you played, you were tough. I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm asking you, Mike, who do you like right now? Who would you like to have on your team?
I like the tight end in Baltimore.
Todd Heap?
Yeah, I like him the best. I really do. I mean, there's a lot of good tight ends out there. Shockey could be great, but he's got too big a mouth. I never talk when I played. I just played.
Mm-hmm.
And your Gonzalez is an outstanding football player. I have a lot of respect for him. The kid Crumpler is a good player down there. And the kid Graham in New England is, you know, there's a lot of guys getting better. This tight end out in San Diego is starting to catch on pretty good, too. So, you know, you look around the league, there are a lot of them. I don't have the time to spend to really analyze what the tight end does beside catching the ball. That's all they show. But I know one thing, a lot of them are knocking people off the ball. If they knock people off the ball, then I really have a lot of respect for them. But I think Shockey has a lot of talent, just no matter whether he uses it or not.
No, when you came into the league, I mean, wasn't it true that you kind of were instrumental in changing the tight end position, right? You were one of the first guys that really made it part of the passing game, isn't that right?
Well, that Coach Hallis did that. He's the one that used me. Any other team that would have drafted me, I would have been a linebacker. So he made me a tight end. And then he used me in such a way that he threw the football to me. So, you know, I think I caught, my first year I caught 56 passes, but 12 or more touchdowns. That was unheard of. You know, so you're talking one out of five passes is a touchdown, basically.
Right.
And, one out of five. So anyways, but that was pretty interesting stuff. So I give him all the credit. I really don't take the credit. I give it to him. I mean, John Mackey and I were probably the first two to really start catching a lot of passes.
You, when you were with the Bears, I would say, a lot of times during right before the Super Bowl, you had McMahon and then you had Fuller that would go in sometimes and play. I think the greatest Bears game I ever saw you coach was I think it was a Monday night game against Minnesota when you started. I think it was Fuller. And anyway, what's the story with this? Where like you guys were down two or three touchdowns way late. McMahon is not supposed to play. He goes in the game, and the first play was like an 80-yard TD to, I think, the Willie Gault.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
How many
TDs
McMahon throw in that game? Well, like, it was like
within
three.
The next 2.5 minutes, he threw three more, so we went on to win the game by 14 points or something.
Was that the most amazing game you've ever coached?
And that was a game that really turned us around. We knew we could play offense with anybody when that happened. But Jim was a great player, great quarterback, but he had been hurt, really, and I really thought we could beat those guys with Steve. I mean, it didn't matter. I was probably as wrong as Jim, but he bothered me so much, I finally put him in to prove to him that he couldn't play, and then he proved me wrong again. But nobody realizes on that first play, the guy that made it work was a guy named Walter Payton, because he blocked two guys, and he enabled Jim to get the pass off to Willie, and it was a touchdown. And then, like I said, after that, all hell broke loose.
I don't want to get sappy, because it's not what we do, but Walter Payton, you had a unique relationship with him. You know, there's nobody like him, except maybe Emmett Smith now. Why was Walter Payton so great? From someone who worked with him every single day, from your standpoint, why was he so great?
Well, because not only was he a great football player. I mean,
as a man, why was he such a great guy?
Because he took time for people. He never turned anybody down, never turned a kid down, never turned an autograph down that I've ever seen. You know, people would say, hey, Walter, would you do this? And you'd say, you know, he may not give you an answer, but you know what? He'd come around, he'd end up showing up at that school or talking to those kids or doing whatever you ask him to do. He was special in that way. He gave back. I think too many athletes today forget to give back. Hey, you know, we're only here for a short while. We're passing through. You know, they're going to give us a chance to play with the ball for a while. Hey, have some fun with it. Don't take yourself too serious and enjoy it.
All right.
That's what he did.
And, Coach, now before we talk about tackling men's health, if you don't mind me bringing up this Levitra thing. The ads. Now, when you started doing the ads, it's Coach Ditka. Did you have to take it?
Yes.
And did it help?
Yes.
Are you?
Is it the best one? Yes.
Yes. And
Levitra is the best. It works. It's the one I took. I had to take it. All those things are true.
Okay.
And okay.
Well,
I can't give you any.
Even
okay. I think our news guy Buzz Burbank. I think he's got some. You've had that, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Buzz has those things.
Now, when you first did the commercial, what was the response when you're walking through an airport? And I mean, you're the guy who's got the face on the new
right.
Mold.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
What kind of response you get when you go through an airport? You walk down a street where you're known.
It really never changed. It was always, hi, Coach, how you doing? I mean, it really never changed because I did the commercials. The only comments I ever got about that were from my friends.
Yeah,
basically, they wanted samples, you know.
Oh, right.
I mean, that was the only thing, you know, I never got comments from anybody outside of that, believe me.
I would assume, you know, if you see Ditka in an airport, you're not going to bust his chops. There are a lot of people you bust chops with, not Ditka. It's not going to happen.
Now, of all the coaches that have come back, who do you think's got the best chance of succeeding? Because you came back with the Saints. It didn't work out.
Well, Parcells has succeeded already. He won 10 games last year.
Correct.
Gibbs is a good coach. He'll do all right. I mean, what's happening down there now, they've lost for some strange reasons. Basically, the offense has turned the ball over and some other reasons. And then you look at you look at Vermeil. They had a great year last year, and I think they'll get on track again this year. So, you know, you can't feel it. Those guys are good coaches.
You get the itch?
I have no itch, believe me.
You have no itch?
No desire to.
None at all.
But you look at the look on their faces the other day when things aren't going good. Look at the look on the faces of some of the young coaches like Gruden when things aren't going good. It's tough, gang. It really is tough. And I've had enough of it, really. I mean, I'm an expert now. I'm in the media. I'm smarter. I know all the answers. I didn't know the answers when I was coaching. I was looking for them.
This is an important question because so many coaches and great coaches in the NFL do that. They retire and they come back. And I've always wanted to ask a coach who's done this, what is the motivating factor? What's the number one thing that drives you guys to come back, to make the comeback? You know, you're set up financially. You don't have to do it. What makes you come back and want to coach again? What's the most important thing?
The most important thing is you think you can climb the mountain one more time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You think you can get to the top of the mountain one more time. That's all they're thinking about. Joe Gibbs went back because he wants to bring the Redskins back to the glory days when he had him. Parcells wants to climb the mountain one more time.
Right.
Parcells will. They'll probably have to take him from the field to the casket. He'll coach forever. And I think it's the same with Vermeil. I mean, you know, you're always, you know, and believe it or not, there are egos involved in everything, and these guys are trying to prove somebody or something wrong and the fact that they can still do it. And that's what it's all about.
Do you ever think, here's the last thing about football, Coach, do you ever think we're ever going to get another team like the Bears during your reign where you had
Walter, and you had McMahon, and you had Singletary, you had Gary Fenzik.
Or is there too much parody today?
Fridge. I mean, you had, I mean, talk about guys that had personality.
Okay, but there are teams that have guys like that, but they don't. The coaches chose not to, or the organizations choose not to show their personalities. I never reined those guys in. I let them have fun. Football's got to be fun. I don't care if the Giants win every game. You know, somewhere along the way, you got to laugh about it. You got to smile about it. You got to have. You know, it's got to be fun. You know, it can't be all work and no play, because if you do that, you're going to explode and go into 1,000 pieces. So all I'm saying is we had fun, and those guys practiced hard, played hard. And then when they went out and had fun the hard way too. So I knew everything that was going on, but you know what? That wasn't as important as the fact that they were giving me everything they had every Sunday afternoon.
Amen. And Coach, I know you know this, but, you know, and I was there for it. You turned around that city.
Yep.
You know, you really turned around that freaking city.
Well, I had the greatest group of guys in the world, so it was fun doing, and, you know, it was just it was a good time.
Let's do the plug here, because this is important as well, with the coach at tacklingmenshealth.com, or call
866-NFL-HEALTH. Yeah, okay. Call that number. We'll send you a little playbook. We talk about all segments of men's health, cardiovascular, prostate, diabetes, stress, mental health, and sexual health. So give us a call. We'll send it out to you. It's worth reading. Men, listen, pay attention to the changes occurring in your body and do something about them. Go see a doctor. That's all we're telling you.
All right, Coach, we'll plug this website and give the number out again later, promise.
Appreciate it very much, guys. You did a great job.
Been a pleasure having you on the show, Coach.
I'm going to go grab a plane. Bye-bye. Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. There
wow.
he is. That's the guy right there. Wow. That's the coach right there, baby.
What can I say?
Good health, Mike, and I wish anything you wish yourself. Same to you, Larry. God bless you. Mike Ditka. Good guy.
Yeah.
That's,
I have to agree.
That's a good interview. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. He's Ditka all the way, isn't he?
He's pure Ditka. You get exactly what you see.
Well, that's the problem with the coaches today. They don't let the personalities come out.
You know, he chops it down to just a few sentences, but what he was saying, for those people that might not have, you know, heard what he was saying, Coach Coughlin, regardless of how many games the Giants win, is probably going to have a problem with those guys because he's reining them in
discipline.
So much.
Correct.
And just how great is it? You got to go see a doctor. That's all we're saying. Yeah.
Go
see your doctor.
Right.
Even the plug he got in quickly.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to a doctor tonight.
Buzz was there with me during those days with the Bears.
It was crazy. I even watched football in those days.
Heath captain.
Didn't stand it, but I watched.
Hey, I got to catch a plane.
Stay tuned. We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down. So bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to the Super Bowl shuffle. We are the Bears shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff. There's a much more serious thing that we got to discuss. Right here.
Right. Yeah, we got problems here.
Right here in River City.
Really?
Where things are normally just like utopia.
Happy.
Yeah. Here at Radio Infinity.
Yeah, whatever.
The the deal is that Tony Diggs, our chief engineer.
Hello. Bacardi Limon.
Steps in the office today and says, guys, I know you're in the middle of a meeting, but I want to ask you something. We said, sure, come on in, Tony. And he says that there's a problem in the radio station, that the internet that they use back in the part of the building where they schedule the commercials and everything's on the computer now, that the internet is drastically slowing down between 3 and 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. when we are on the air.
Uh-oh.
So, and it's happening at such an effect that it's shutting down the computers in the building that need to be doing work.
Well, yeah, the computers that they use in the traffic department, which is how we schedule our commercials.
And traffic, it doesn't mean like driving in your car traffic. Traffic department, as Mike said,
they traffic the commercials that get on the radio, and they can't do their jobs on the computers because something is slowing it down.
Hmm. So Tony says, what happens between 3 and 7? Do you like download movies or something? I said, listen, first, Mike hardly ever goes on his internet. I go on mine during the commercial breaks to show the boys something, if there's something I'm interested in.
Right.
Occasionally we ask Buzz to look at something.
Right.
I guess Beth Ann and Joe are on theirs, but beyond that, I can only think there's a guy sitting upstairs in the dump room who's got
listen, we run a pretty clean show now.
Yes.
I mean, I hit the dump button three times in 2 weeks.
Got a lot of free time. His hands are free.
And it would show up between 3 and 7.
He might be very busy. There's only one person we can think of that's actually using it.
That would be Travis Bickle.
Travis who done?
Travis Bickle, Mike.
And we love Travis.
Bickle rhymes with tickle.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis should be on the dump button right now in case something bad was said.
Mm-hmm. You have to take his hand off the mouse.
Well, now, he can certainly do both things at once, can he?
You've reached the WJFK business office.
Hold on, here's Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Well, what's happening, Joe?
Joe.
All right, come on in, Joe. Joe?
Take your time, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Travis isn't here today.
Oh.
Oh, where is Travis today?
I don't know.
Do we have a home number for him?
Ooh, I know he has a cell phone, but I don't know his number, but we can find
out. Who's running our little dump button today?
I don't know.
Well, perhaps sounds to me like Casper the Friendly Ghost is
running. Sorry, it's not an important position. All right, so we have to call Travis on his cell phone.
Now, who has Travis's cell phone number? This is the question. Because, hold on, let me call Tony Diggs first to find out exactly the type of spike that we are dealing with. Because we're talking about, he said, enough to shut down all the computers on one side of the building.
That's right. That's a lot.
So we are assuming. Now, what does that? That can be done.
I think it starts with P and ends with O and has O-R-N inside.
You've reached the WJFK business office.
Oh, come on. For God's sakes. Let me just.
You know your party's 3D.
Oh, shut up, Dan. Just call Colette. Oh, we do have Travis. Thank you, Beth Ann. We do have Travis's cell phone number. We'll, try the engineer first.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're looking for Anthony Diggs.
Okay, hold on.
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah.
What up, Dan?
I want to find out exactly what the problem is.
We do have Travis.
It's a spy.
And he showed us the chart. He showed us the graph, which
wow.
Was amazing to look at. It looked like one of those lie detectors when the big spike goes
yeah.
up there.
Or like a stock market, if the stock market crashed and
amazing.
Then came back. He's not there either. So the question is, if Travis was playing games or watching porno,
right.
would that eat up so much, no pun intended, would that eat up so much space?
Video might. Moving pictures.
Okay,
might.
Well, let's try a cell. Travis.
Travis.
My man, Travis.
Travis is crossing the state line right now.
On the run.
Oh, God. What if you just set up like on jugs.com all day? Go to scatlover.com.
He's not answering his phone.
Oh, but we have a cell phone for Anthony Diggs as well.
Hello.
Hold on. Hey, hi, listen, you're on the air, Travis. It's Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, dude? Sorry to call you. Is today your day off?
No, actually, I worked a little different schedule today, and I got off at 2 o'clock.
Okay, got to ask you a question. Like I mentioned, we're on the air. Do you look at and listen, I've got no beef with this, again, no pun intended. You look at a lot of porno or download movies when you're upstairs on the dump button between 3 and 7?
I've looked at stuff, yeah.
How
do you do different things like play games and stuff? Do you spend are you on the internet for the entire time that we're
pretty much the entire time, yeah.
Pretty much the entire
three
time.
To seven.
What would be the average content when you're surfing the net? What are you involved with, Travis?
We're not trying.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly, I look at a lot of entertainment-oriented stuff, like various movie news and stuff like that.
All right, listen, we're not trying to bust you on if you watch porno or not. Here's the deal, and this I swear to God, this is
not... Do you download movies, Travis? Yes.
Okay. Not movies, not like full movies or anything like that.
Clips.
I've downloaded little clips and stuff.
All right,
previews clips.
Okay, dude. All right.
I believe we have our answer.
All right, thanks. All right, bye, Travis.
Okay.
I'll put
bye-bye.
In a good word for you.
Bye, bye,
yeah.
Bye, Travis. Not movies.
No.
Now,
little clips.
Now we just have to call Tony to get the actual percentage of spike that happens between 3 and 7 with the show.
That was a real tough investigation, wasn't it?
I thought we'd never get to the bottom.
That was very, very tricky. I tell you, we're really CSI Miami here, aren't we?
You can't fool us.
We're the original CSI Miami.
I believe Rob was in the office and mentioned Travis, and then that was, we all looked at each other and went, guilty.
Case closed.
Yeah. Right. It's Travis.
CSI was 2 minutes long.
All right, so now let's call Tony and
Bacardi Limon.
And ask him exactly what the percentage of the spike was, the, as I'm going to call it now, the Travis factor.
All I know is
Tony Diggs.
Tony, hi, Tony.
Tony Diggs, it's Don and Mike, and we're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, listen, we figured out it is Travis.
Yeah, he's looking at movies, Tony.
On the Internet. But what we'd like to know, if you could explain to our listeners, like you did to us, what is the percentage, the spike in increase of Internet usage between 3 and 7 as opposed to the hours before and after, the percentage that's screwing up the computer system?
Between 92 and 100%.
Wow.
A 100% increase,
Tony.
And that's an entire building, an entire business, the entire day.
Tony, here's what we need you to do, Tony. We need you to go into Travis's computer, not for the purpose of spying, but for the purpose of deleting all of his cookies and history. You might, I think Travis would consider that a huge favor.
Travis has confessed, Tony. We have found our culprit.
That's probably true. We were actually talking about that.
Yeah, I believe.
And as fate would have it, he has admitted to not being there today, so I can run the same snapshot tomorrow, and we'll see if it shows up or not.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
That'll be nice.
I guarantee it won't be. Nobody's on there right now because nobody answered the phone up in the dump button when we called a moment ago.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, see you. Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Tony, would you just say Bacardi Limon, please?
Bacardi Limon.
There we go.
Bacardi Limon.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony Diggs.
Okay.
Tony Diggs, great engineer he is. A-D. T-D. Anthony Diggs, Tony Diggs.
Travis cracks me up, though. Yeah. Entertainment-oriented material.
And didn't you get the feeling that we were calling him, like, at the food court of a shopping center? I mean, that was the sound in the background, like a cafeteria-type sound.
Right. Oh, that is too goddamn funny. That is too goddamn
really
funny.
Tony comes down and has a serious meeting with us before the show. You know, the engineer who never does. Seriously, slowing down the progress. Right? We can't do business between and 3 and 7.
And then he shows us the chart. Absolutely hysterical.
Like, oh my God. It's like beep, 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 beep.
Well, sorry, we're unable to use our computers because Travis is enjoying his lifestyles program.
This will be a stinging blow for Travis, and I suggest we get him some books and magazines.
I believe, yeah. Buzz, you could help him in that department.
I will.
Remember, he's just downloading clips.
That's
yes,
right.
Just previews, clips. Not whole movies.
He's just a man, flesh and bone.
Not whole clips. It's like an adult bookstore up in that room.
Not an unusual amount.
That's exactly what it's
enough to get him by.
I know. It's like, do you remember when Daryl worked here?
Yes.
When Daryl had the entire locker full of porno?
He had a suitcase. He used to bring it to all of us.
We will be right back, everybody.
It's the best of Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses 2 children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought 2 wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? You feel wired at first, but then here comes the crash and you feel worse than before, Jack.
The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. You should try the new liquid energy shot called 5-Hour Energy. With 5-Hour Energy, you can leave grogginess and sail through your day with no jitters or crash.
5-Hour Energy contains a powerful blend of B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, Jack. No sugar, only as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. And it takes seconds to drink.
In minutes, you're feeling wide awake, alert, and productive. And the feelings last for hours. So, if your energy drink makes you crash, switch to 5-Hour Energy.
Hours of energy now, no crash later.
Go straight to your nearest Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, or 7-Eleven now for 5-Hour Energy. That's Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, and 7-Eleven. For more information, go to www.5hourenergy.com.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Pete Williams. The nation today remembers Dr. Martin Luther King. President Bush marked King Day by calling on Congress to reauthorize a civil rights law, the 1965 Voting Rights Act.
The reason to honor Martin Luther King is to remember his strength of character and his leadership, but also to remember the remaining work.
Overseas, Russia and China today joined the U.S. and several European countries in agreeing that Iran must put a stop to its nuclear program. No word yet on whether Moscow and Beijing will sign on to a request for the U.N. Security Council to step in. In Iraq today, two Americans were killed when a U.S. helicopter crashed north of Baghdad. An investigation is underway into the cause of the crash. This is the third time that a helicopter has gone down over the last 10 days. And the drama Brokeback Mountain leads the film nominees in the Golden Globe Awards tonight with 7 nominations. I'm Pete Williams, NBC News Radio.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on!
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy. And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here. Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
At Pennsylvania's Children's Health Insurance Program, we cover...
No, 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 don't touch!
Hey, slow down.
And we cover...
Whoa, whoa, watch your step!
Watch your fingers.
Because despite all you tell them...
What were you thinking?
Kids will be kids. If the change has left your kids without health insurance, call CHIP today at 1-800-986-KIDS or visit www.state.pa.us. PA keyword CHIP. All calls are confidential. Sponsored by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Edward G. Rendell, Governor.
Have you been jazzing around yet? It's Sundays from 10 to 12 here on 1550. Get a taste of the latest jazz albums, a concert and club calendar, birthdays, awards, obituaries, and more. Plus featured artist interviews. That's a lot of jazzin'. Check it out for yourself. Sponsored in part by Martini's, Route 885 Jefferson, Original Recipe Italian Cooking, and Spider Rondinelli's, Pittsburgh Jazz Giants, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Jazzin' around. Sundays, 10 to 12, here on 1550 The Edge.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Brain damage, heart damage, liver damage, death. There's a kind of drug that can cause all this, even if used only once. If you thought drugs this dangerous are only found on the street, you need to keep listening. Because they're in your home, under your sink, and in your garage. I'm talking about inhalants, household products kids sniff to get high. And more kids than you may think have used them. Research shows that 1 in 6 eighth graders has sniffed something to get high. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants, because just one time, the first time, can kill. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen. For advice on what to say, call 1-800-729-6686 for more information, or visit www.drugfreeamerica.org.
A message from Drug Free Pennsylvania.
whole hours.
I never understood that name, Jeff, the Unshow.
Phil, this could be the start of something big. Who knows, maybe we'll headline at the Funny Bone ourselves.
Seatbelt, and you wouldn't be stuck in that wheelchair, and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I can't come to the phone right now because I'm abusing my children, not just verbally, but physically. I'll get back to you.
If only child abuse were this easy to recognize. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help USA at 1-800-4-A-CHILD. We've helped millions of people help millions of children. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So call 1-800-422-4453. Child Help USA. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help USA and the Ad Council.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge.
Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpieces, Hip to Beat Square. Song's so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
And real quick football question before we call your brother. I was watching, is it T.O.? I think, talking to Donovan. What was he yelling at Donovan McNabb about yesterday? Do you remember that highlight?
Yeah, of course. He was yelling at him because they weren't winning the game.
But that was basically it when they were getting creamed by Pittsburgh.
Yesterday. That's right.
All right.
It was T.O.
I saw that without any analysis and without it. It was just a, man. He's a team guy, isn't he, T.O.?
Mike. So am I. Johnson,
visibly shaken, Jim.
Yes, Mr. O'Mara, I like that message you left me.
That was fun.
Now, this is the truth.
That was mean.
I get the call.
No, I'm just having fun, Jimmy.
I get the call on Saturday with Jimmy's latest problem, his latest woe. Uh-huh. He starts out by saying, if I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Of course.
No, we started it out. I said, how you doing, man?
Oh, okay.
I started it off nonchalantly. Now, come on.
You.
Then he starts to tell me, and please.
But you did have some pretty bad luck over the weekend.
Yes.
My brother ran into a minivan, which was at a railroad crossing.
Car of the idiot.
My brother locked bumpers with the car in front of him, which he hit, pushing that car onto the railroad tracks. A Wisconsin railroad car then came down the tracks, hit the minivan, drug both cars for a space, totaled my brother's car.
I got to hear the details.
Yeah.
That's not altogether accurate.
No.
All right. Well, tell us exactly what happened.
I'm here to clear it up, right?
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Do it. I want to hear all the details, Jimmy.
What?
I want to hear all the details.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
All right. Now, the whole time I'm explaining this, now this is a lesson to be learned.
Right.
All right. Now, I was heading to work Saturday morning, 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
All right. It's dark.
Okay. Yeah, it was dark, and I was tootling along, and we crossed over the first set of tracks, no problem. Mm-hmm. We come up to the second set of railroad tracks, and this lady in an old beat-up minivan, everybody slows down for the tracks, you know, because they're kind of rough.
Right.
Well, she gets right to the tracks, and the flashing lights go on, saying that there's a train coming.
Uh-huh. Yes.
She hits the brakes once and lets off the brakes. So everybody thought that she was going to proceed on through.
Right, just slowing
down. Before the gate came down.
Right.
Uh-huh. But at the last second, this chick locks up the brakes on her minivan and comes to a complete stop.
What is she thinking? What is she thinking, stopping with an oncoming train coming her way? How dare she?
I don't know.
Yeah. So what?
But I mean, you know, there's a good 20, 30 seconds before the gate drops.
So,
and you guys know everybody beats the gate.
Well, not everybody.
So you saw her and you were going to follow her.
Well,
through,
you didn't
over
beat
the
gate.
Right?
No, I wasn't going to follow her. I started slowing down, but mm-hmm. then I noticed that she jammed on her brakes. So I hit my brakes a little harder, and it was like 30 degrees out. So there was dew and stuff on the road.
Wow.
My brakes locked up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I slid with locked up brakes. I slid into the back of her and punched her in the butt.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, bumper to bumper, you mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I proceeded to push her car onto the tracks.
Oh, my God. And a train's coming.
Yeah, the train was about 300 yards away.
Are you terrified at this point?
I wasn't terrified, I can't say what I said before I hit her, but you know what it is.
Well, you said OS or OF or whatever the word is.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So I put my car in reverse and tried to back up away from her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I noticed that my bumpers were locked. So I said, well, the hell with this. I better try and, I punched it in reverse to try and pull her back too.
Right.
But the bumpers came unhooked, so I backed my car up.
Now, at this point, this lady...
Oh, so you got your car out of the way.
Now, at this point, this lady is just right in the area where the train's going to come and
is creep. The lady going nuts?
Not really. She got out of her car, you know, and she's standing right next to the door, and this Spanish descent male was standing by the passenger door.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching the train come closer and closer, and just the nose of her minivan was over the tracks, you know? And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Next thing I know, the train hits her.
Now, are you still in your car?
I'm still in my car looking at the whole thing.
You're still in your car. The woman in front of you who's out exposed onto the train track, she's jumped out of her car, but you stay in yours. So when you're in your car and the train hits the minivan and starts to pull the minivan along, do you get pulled along as well?
No. I backed up by 5-10 feet away from her car.
So you broke free of her car when you punched it in reverse. These two get out of the car, and they're standing next to the minivan. Did they jump out of the way when they realized the train was coming?
No! They stood right next to the passenger door and the driver's door.
Well, what the hell happened to them when the train hit?
Well, the train clipped the front of their van and moved it about 15 feet. And as soon as the train smacks into the van, then they scatter.
Then they ran out of the way.
Right. Uh-huh.
So,
and did they direct any of their ire towards you? Were they upset with you?
No, no. The lady comes back to my car, and I'm just opening my door to get out because my door was jammed.
Yeah.
And she's just there. She's got her arms in the air. She goes, oh, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, obviously.
And I said, well, obviously you made the wrong choice. You should have kept going.
Well, now, Jimmy, as I tried to lecture you the other day, and God knows I've learned this lesson myself, you know, no matter what the situation, the person in front of you stops.
Right.
You know, you're guilty.
I know I'm guilty. I got a $180 ticket out of it.
Mm. And how badly was her van damaged?
God.
Before or after the train hit it?
Okay. Before, well, the whole total accident.
Well, there's two parts to it, though.
Okay.
Before the train hit it, all she would have probably had to do was replace some taillights.
Uh-huh. Really?
Okay.
Really.
And what about after the train hit it?
After the train hit it? There's no more minivan.
It just got completely crushed.
The whole front end just about got ripped off.
All right, so now, please to be telling us what the train conductor said to you.
Oh, he stopped the train. You know, he had to walk about half a mile back. But I asked him, I said, hey, man, you know, I'm sorry about this. Sorry I'm holding you up. And he says, don't worry about it. And I says, man, how many times do you hit a car? And he says, hey, a lot more times than you would think.
Yeah. Really?
Now, tell everybody, what did he say about it? Wasn't he mad that you had bent something, like a step on the back of his...
Oh, no, this guy wasn't mad at all. It was real laid back, you know. And he just told me and the cop, he says, well, I got minor damage to the steps on my engine.
Right.
So now we're going to be waiting for a bill from the train company,
mm-hmm,
and probably detention time.
And probably
the train was stopped for about an hour.
Oh,
it was a big long coal train. It had coal that was going to deliver.
They want to charge
power plant.
They want to charge you for the delay.
Right. They want to charge Jimmy for the time that that the train was stopped. So
and they do that.
Yeah, they do it all the time. The guy said
they charge people for not getting their load delivered on time.
Right. Just say there's an accident and a train has to stop, you know, before they hit the car, and the train's held up for an hour while they clear an accident. And who's ever at fault, they get a bill for detention time.
I've read about a couple of cases of this, though, lately, where the guy who was in that situation, who found himself faced with a bill for car.
I was showing Mike the pictures you sent me on the AOL, where you've got... My brother sent me a picture of the wrecked car.
Doesn't look totaled to me, Jimmy.
Well, we got it towed home and stuff, and where it's parked, where I took the pictures, I got in it, hooked the battery up, it started right up.
Oh, so it isn't totaled at all.
It drove, yeah, but I mean, you know, the frame is probably damaged.
Right.
One of the gas tanks is leaking a little bit now. The you know, all the crap out in front of the motor, like the radiator, the sensors and all, they're all damaged. And I mean...
Probably not worth it.
For Blue Book value, what the car's worth, it's totaled.
Yeah.
It cost me probably $8,000 to get it fixed.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So,
So if anybody needs any Jaguar parts, get a hold of me.
You need to go on Oprah.
All the Jaguar fans out there.
It's going to be going up on eBay. I'm going to part it out on eBay.
You know, you're too funny. You slay me with this stuff.
I'm not funny, but, you know, hey.
You are. You slay me. You slay me with this. You're the only guy I know that can run into a train, have it be your fault. Somehow, when you're telling it, it's not really your fault. The car's the car's not really totaled, and you're laughing about it.
I'm not laughing about it, man. I was about ready to cry Saturday morning.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Of course.
You know, were.
My pride hurt.
A lot of paperwork when you hit a train.
No, you know.
And the people in the minivan were cool to you?
Oh, yeah, they weren't mad or nothing.
Jimmy, did you say they had some taillights out?
Yeah, I knocked both their taillights out.
That could work in your favor as well if you want to challenge that ticket.
Well, that's what I told Marnie. I says, man, I should have told him I didn't see any taillights.
But didn't you break the taillights?
Turn the car on and try it, you know?
Yeah, he broke the taillights.
Oh, okay.
Mm. All right, well, anyway, you know, listen, you're safe, and that's the story
right.
That my brother hit a train this weekend.
And the moral of the story is, you know, if you see those little bars come down, stop.
Or go.
Well, the bar didn't actually come down. We were like maybe 20 feet from the tracks, or not 20, 20 yards from the tracks when the lights started blinking.
The guy from Spain didn't get hit by the train.
The guy of Spanish descent.
Right.
No, he didn't get hit by the train.
And here's a question for you that's unrelated to any of this. I'm just curious in all of this. And without getting into specific amounts, because I said to my brother, how can I help? You need a car to get to work. What do you need? So we got some dough out there. My question is, after you paid the ticket and after you bought the car, how much of my money were you able to pocket? How much?
None. I didn't even pay the ticket yet.
No.
So you've made no money on this accident yet.
No.
Can we hear about the new ride?
Oh, no, I showed the guys the picture. Let's talk about this.
It's a 95 Chrysler New Yorker LHS.
And you like it?
We got new Goodyear Eagles all the way around.
Good.
It's a pretty nice car.
I think it's more you, Jimmy, really, than the Jaguar
Absolutely.
Was.
Well, the Jaguar, man, I always used to get compliments, you know. Chicks would wave at me. Yeah,
well, you're married now. You're married
now
with kids.
Now I'm driving a family car.
That's right.
You know,
a family truckster.
This is what I love about him. You know, he's complaining about this now. Never mind.
You'll
ass.
Trade at some point.
Never mind. Ass.
If no, I like the luxury family car.
If mm-hmm. you get tired of it, just hang out near the train tracks.
You know. And my only point is, be glad you got a car.
Yeah.
I mean, be glad you got a car.
I am glad.
Okay. And be glad you're alive. Be glad you're alive, you dummy. You damn dummy. You ran into a moving train. You crashed a car. You're lucky to be alive.
I guess.
You're so not shaken. Do you have a lot of brushes with death?
I guess so.
He probably took it from them
20 years ago.
What, Jimmy?
What?
What did you just say?
I said I should have been dead 20 years ago.
Ah, just make sure that the Chrysler LHS stands for Let's Handle Safely.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Yes, I've reduced my speed considerably.
Very okay. good.
Oh. Thank you for sharing that with all of us
yeah.
again. Glad you're okay.
There he goes.
Okay. Oh, you cracked me up.
All right, I'm dumb. I'll talk to you later.
All right, dude. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Stay on the right track.
Bye-bye.
Stay on the right track.
LHS. Let's hook up the seatbelt.
JPS.
Yeah.
Wow.
My brother.
Yeah.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Would you believe just a few hours ago this professional baritone had such a terrible cold he could hardly talk? Then he tried New Sucret Complete. New Sucret Complete is the only all-in-one lozenge that relieves your cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, even freshens your breath. Plus, it's loaded with vitamin C and zinc. Try New Sucret Complete, serious medicine for complete cold relief.
New Sucret Complete.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Pete Williams. The nation today remembers Dr. Martin Luther King. President Bush marked King Day by calling on Congress to reauthorize a civil rights law, the 1965 Voting Rights Act.
The reason to honor Martin Luther King is to remember his strength of character and his leadership, but also to remember the remaining work.
Overseas, Russia and China today joined the U.S. and several European countries in agreeing that Iran must put a stop to its nuclear program. No word yet on whether Moscow and Beijing will sign on to a request for the U.S.
exciting, but I'm so cold. Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on!
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy, and it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here. Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
If a disaster happened right now, would you be ready? Would you know what to do? Would you know where your kids were and how to reach them? Right now is the time to think about these things. And right now is the time to call 1-877-PA-HELP, option 9, to receive a free booklet on emergency preparedness. It takes a lot more than a flashlight and water to be prepared. Do it right by calling 1-877-PA-HELP, option 9, right now. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Department of Health, Edward G. Rendell, Governor.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you been jazzing around yet? It's Sundays from 10 to 12 here on 1550. Get a taste of the latest jazz albums, the concert and club calendar, birthdays, awards, obituaries, and more. Plus featured artist interviews. That's a lot of jazzin'. Check it out for yourself. Sponsored in part by Martini's Route 885 Jefferson, original recipe Italian cooking, and Spider Mondanelli's Pittsburgh Jazz Giants, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Jazzin' around, Sundays 10 to 12 here on 1550 The Edge.
Black men have higher rates of many cancers than other men, and the highest rate of prostate cancer in the world. This is Dr. Andrew von Eschenbach, director of the National Cancer Institute, urging you to close the health gap. Fruits and vegetables contain many disease-fighting nutrients. Eat your 9 servings a day to lower your chances of getting cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease.
Call 1-800-4-CANCER for more information. A message from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Daddy, we need to have that talk.
What?
I'm not a kid anymore. I need to know things.
Like
why so many black men have diabetes, high blood pressure, and cancer. I'm worried, Daddy.
I know. Folks like me are at high risk, but eating 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day can reduce that risk. And those are the facts of life, baby girl.
Oh, so eating your 9 a day is a good thing to do, huh, Daddy?
Right.
Sort of like you letting me date Maurice?
Wrong.
A message from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Influenza can be a serious disease, especially if you're at high risk.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma, diabetes, or any other chronic medical condition, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're pregnant during influenza season, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're 50 or older, yes. If your child is between 6 and 23 months, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you live or work with anyone in these high-risk groups, yes. Prevent influenza. Get immunized. Some people don't think influenza is serious, but they're wrong. Dead wrong. This year's influenza virus will kill as many as 36,000 people. Influenza is that serious. We are too.
Are you talking to me?
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 Yes, we're talking to you. Influenza vaccine is available in a variety of places. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and this station.
Furnace working okay? How's your heating bills? You know, no kidding, an old or inefficient furnace can really add to the cost of keeping your home warm. If you want to keep costs down, get your furnace looked at, and I recommend Bolster DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning for that. The technicians at Bolster DeHart have been performing routine maintenance and installing high-efficiency heating and air conditioning systems in Pittsburgh since 1977. They're EPA-certified professionals who are continually factory-trained in all the latest installation and service techniques. They offer free estimates and don't even charge extra for Saturday service. They're a quality dealer you can trust. Stay warm this winter at the lowest possible cost. Call Bolster DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning at 412-367-3900. Maintenance or installation, Bolster DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, 412-367-3900.
Hi, this is Jeff Schneider. Tune into my new talk show,
The Unshow,
every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on 1550, The Edge.
The Unshow.
It's a Pittsburgh call-in show for the disenfranchised, the mad as hell, and the chronically dyspeptic. But more importantly,
The Unshow
is the last line of defense against turning your boss's head into a wind instrument. Join me, Jeff Schneider, for
The Unshow
every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on 1550, The Edge.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge.
Join your local PTA or visit PTA.org.
A message from the Ed Council and National PTA.
Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Steinbrenner, sir. There's someone here I'd like you to meet. This is Mr. Costanza. He's one of the applicants.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I wish I could say the same, but I must say, with all due respect... I find it very hard to see the logic behind some of the moves you have made with this fine organization. In the past 20 years, you have caused myself and the city of New York a good deal of distress as we have watched you take our beloved Yankees and reduce them to a laughingstock, all for the glorification of your massive ego.
Hire this man.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Listen, here's the deal. On our station in D.C., our flagship station, WJFK-FM, we are the flagship station for the Washington Redskins.
That's right.
Which means that when we go to commercials, I don't know what game this is from, but we play.
We broadcast the games always.
We play stuff like this.
The 2004 Pro Football Hall of Fame game. The Washington Redskins. The Denver Broncos. August 9th on the home of the Washington Redskins. 106.7 WJFK.
Okay, so we got tons of these things you don't ever hear on our network show.
This is the home of the Washington Redskins.
You ask for.
How are you?
Coach, tough loss last week against the Cleveland Browns.
I can't wait. We tried real hard to, you know, put a team on the field that could do some good, and we're trying to, get by and trying to figure everything out. It's a tough thing over Redskins Park, I don't mind telling you.
What about the, I know there's a controversy with the headsets being used last week.
Well, to me, that shouldn't be in the NFL. If you're having trouble with communications, fix it. It shouldn't be. I mean, this stadium has, it shouldn't be, this stadium has communication problems. This is the NFL. Don't throw that on us. We just.
What's that?
Everything, everybody says they know what you're running, and you say why, and then they say, oh, they're yelling screen, draw, run, pass. In this case of the game, there were two plays in this case that I felt like. We stopped our... I didn't hit my car.
That poor man.
We're 1-3.
Yeah.
And it's a tough thing in football. When you're going through that, and I'm a God-fearing man, I just want to say, damn.
You know, I saw you on TV.
Damn, damn, damn.
It looks to me.
I'm still tasting Sunday's breakfast.
Oh,
I don't mind telling you.
You are about to have an emotional breakdown.
There's two things that really test us.
All right, Coach. Coach Joe Gibbs.
Adversity.
Yeah.
And real success.
Yeah.
And we're being tested right now.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see how we work our way out of it. But I've got to be honest with you, Don. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to walk into the light.
Oh, no.
I can't stand this.
Joe?
I didn't come back to this. Not the ride that I,
Coach.
When I talk to the little man, as I like to call him.
Snyder.
But we are blessed. We are blessed. I need Jesus to kill someone.
Oh, dear.
On the other team to get us a win.
Let me ask you a question.
My God.
That I know will snap you out of
this
funk.
My stomach and in my legs.
On.
Yeah.
The next game the Redskins play is against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday night.
Well, have you seen who we lost to?
I know you lost to Cleveland.
We lost to the Cleveland Browns. And I got to take my hat off to them. I take my hat off to everybody on that entire offensive line and also that coaching staff. And I just want to compliment Butch Davis on a great, great he's a well-dressed man to start with. I like the way he wears his clothes. I've always admired that. I called him after the game and I said, you look so good. You look so well-dressed and put together in your I've seen tape and film. We watch film. Have you seen him in his coach's shorts?
Oh, well, now,
Butch Davis is also blessed with a fine buttock. But that's not going to win me a game.
How would you rate the coach of the next team the Redskins will play, the good-looking Brian Billick?
Brian's a good man. He's got a good coaching staff, and we're I told Buse just the other day. I said, Buse, we got to win one. We got to win one game. We've only won one game, and it's hard work. So I work at the NFL, and this is the time we're tested. And I said, Brian Billick with his, you know, his pretty boy looks and his pretty boy smile and his, you know, his, you know, his I'm not a Southerner attitude. And you know,
and
I know he talks down to people like me. He just thinks I'm a NASCAR guy.
What about his buttocks?
He's all right. He's no Butch Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Stan Reeves. I do it deep. Tonight, Billick and I will dine on wine and cheese and a bit of conversation. But I don't mean to lose it like this.
Oh, dear. He's cracking up.
I like to laugh. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I like to laugh. I don't like to cry.
Awesome.
I'd rather laugh than cry. But right now, all I can do is either I'm walking down to Redskins Park, and I talk to Mr. Snyder on the phone. I said, all I'm doing is, is I'm laughing or I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm in an emotional state,
yeah,
and
no.
I'm ready to go down to a local motel, and carve Brooks was here into the ceiling and hang myself.
Oh, no.
My mind is spinning like crazy, Jack.
When's the last time that you had, and I can say this in our new format, because I'm asking the coach a medical question. A solid.
Well, it's well known in the NFL. You're aware of. You've been close to the situation, Don. I know you've been out to Redskins Park,
yeah.
And you know that at the beginning of the NFL training camp, which is usually at the end of the summertime, and also
July,
mini camp back in the late spring,
yeah.
We've got a situation where we know that our faculties aren't going to be regular till after the Super Bowl.
So you've not gone.
I keep a mop in my office.
Wow.
But I appreciate you. You know, you're concerned for my health. Everybody is. If the case was that I couldn't do it during the course of the season, I'd just get out of this business. But I love it too much. My problem is I got to even out. I got to get somewhere between the middle, because what I find myself is fits of crazy laughter. Like the other day, Ron Gardner was, we were looking at some film, and he had just a little crazy way that he had his helmet on when he came off the field. And I looked at that and I said, look at him.
Wow.
Look at why he's had his tail. Look at his helmet. And in the same breath, I said, we got to win the game. Man,
now,
this is driving me nuts. I don't want to.
What is the little guy saying to you? What is Snyder saying to you? Now, don't you let him bully you, Joe.
He's put me under more pressure. I never knew I could get pressure. I thought Mr. Cook put me under pressure. My game plan for Sunday.
Yes.
Give the ball to Portis.
Yeah.
Reverse double smoke screen.
Yeah.
I smelled defeat.
Oh, no.
That's defeat.
That's not good.
I don't want to smell it, but it's in my nostrils. And I said that to Mr. Snyder. I said, I can't get the smell of defeat out of my nostrils. I'm a Super Bowl winning coach. I'm a successful coach, and I said to Clinton Portis, I said,
I want you to get a grocery bag. I want you to get a bag right now and breathe into the bag.
All right,
I want you to breathe.
Even,
breathe into the bag,
even
coach.
Breath.
All right, hold on.
Okay, breathe.
I got the bag off.
Now breathe. Now. Who's the man?
The Lord is my shepherd.
Let's keep him out of this.
Don. You always know how to make me feel better.
Joe?
Yeah. Oh, this bag's about to give my lunch.
When's...
I'm Joe Gibbs. That's what I have to say to myself. Mm-hmm. I'm Joe Gibbs. And I'm in an emotional state right now. Somebody said to me, I said, nervous abuse came in 5 minutes ago. He said, you're having a nervous breakdown. I said, nervous breakdown, my fanny. Get out of here. I'm not having a nervous breakdown. I'm your head coach. Now go back down to the cafeteria and do what you do best. Eat potato chips. I love him. I didn't want to hurt him.
Yeah, of course.
Thank Christ for the checks. Oh, man. I tell you, it's a tough time, but I have faith in the Washington Redskins organization. I think we're going to get out there and we're going to win some football.
We want to win some football games.
There's no quitting this team.
We want to thank you for coming on the show. We understand.
There's no quitting this team.
Oh, my God.
There's no quit this team. I swear to God.
That poor man.
Hey, I got to run.
Hey, hold on. You want a good joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, this is a joke that we had on the show.
I like the game, but I love the money.
Maybe you can use this to, loosen up the team.
Yeah.
Okay. A guy walks into a bar.
Right.
And he says, I can make love to any woman in this bar.
Oh, now you're testing my sensibilities. No, I don't like that kind of
thing. He uses a more vulgar word than that.
Yeah,
all right.
I can make love to any woman in the bar.
All right.
Guy says, how is that possible?
Yeah.
Guy says, well, I'm a rapist.
Yeah, he's lost it.
Oh,
yeah. See?
Oh, man, I'm going to go to hell for laughing at that. Now you made my life hell. Are you going to your newsman?
Yes, we are, Coach Gibbs.
All right, I'll cash my check, hop my NASCAR, and drive myself crazy.
Good luck, Joe.
How about you, Buzz?
How about you, Coach?
Goodbye, Don.
Goodbye, Coach Gibbs.
Oh, dear.
What?
I need a mop.
Mop time.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye, Coach.
The man
there
on the edge.
Live from Redskins Park. He is really unraveling.
Oh, my God.
It is like slicing an onion watching this guy on television.
It's a lot of pressure in the NFL. I'm hoping he can handle it.
You think Vermeil cries a lot. I'm telling you, Gibbs is ready.
Daniel mentioned. Daniel and I have been working nonstop. Daniel, here's what I know about Daniel. Daniel come down. He's first time I got to really know Daniel was in, to see the way Dan and I have been working, Daniel and all that. The time Daniel called me, it went real quick. Daniel, obviously, Daniel and I got that from Mr. Cook. Yes, sir, Mr. Cook.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
It's Tom.
It's Tom.
Tom, how was your surgery?
Tom is
good,
the call.
Good, buddy.
Good.
Tom, which hip did you have replaced?
The right one.
The right one.
And how's it working, Tom?
Good, man.
How long ago did you have the surgery?
I had it yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. Are you out of the hospital already?
No. I'm still in.
You're in the hospital. You sound like you're doing very well.
Do they have you hepped up on goofballs?
No, they have me hepped up on drugs.
Drugs. Oh,
that's much better.
Better drugs than goofballs.
Yeah.
And Tom, remember, no drugs, but lots of hugs.
Yep.
How long before you heal, Tom?
I don't know.
Did the doctor say when you'd be able to resume your ballroom dancing?
I don't know.
Tom, how long are you going to be in the hospital?
I don't know.
Can you spell hospital?
No, watch it, Rob.
Hey, watch it, Rob. He's in the hospital.
Rob, is there Tom, is there a nurse?
Thank you.
Is there a nurse or a doctor there we could speak to?
Not now.
Dr. Payne?
Not Dr. Giggles.
Nope.
Giggles.
Dr. Detroit.
Well, Tom, was the surgery a success?
It was.
So will you be able to get in here by the time the Red Sox fold for your nude massage?
Yes.
Do you have a bad scar?
No.
And Tom, will this make you walk better?
Yes, it will.
Well, that's good news.
That's great. Will it help you with the chicks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you still looking forward to your massage that Don's going to give you?
No, that Mike's going to give you?
Yes.
Tom?
Wonderful.
Do you have hot nurses?
Yes, Bob.
Do they give you sponge baths?
No, Bob.
No, that was me, Don.
No, Don.
No, Don.
You got... Yeah.
Are you at a real hospital?
Yeah, no, in Fairfax.
Don't give out the name of the hospital. I just want to make sure you're in a real place.
Yep.
Yes.
G-A-J-U-S.
Au-jus.
I really hope that his doctor has a good bad side manner.
That's wonderful.
Tom, well, we're glad you got through. Hope your hip is okay.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, time for you to get back to bad.
Bye.
Get well.
Bad.
Hop to it.
There he goes.
There he goes. He sounds pretty perky.
Tom Gavin. And joining us now in the studio is the...
Bacardi Limon.
The man who brought us Bacardi Limon. It's Tony.
Tony, who is struggling now to get the computer working with the...
Tony Diggs. Tony, how's it going with the computer? How's it going, Tony? Can you give
slowly?
Slowly.
What is the latest problem?
Actually, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. It appears we have no power to this monitor. I rebooted the computer, so we still have no picture. Let me try. I have to trace the power now.
Oh, okay. Ooh. All right. So he's tracing the power.
I see.
Right.
And how long do you anticipate this being a problem for?
How do you feel about tomorrow?
You're a funny man, Tony
He's
Diggs.
A funny guy.
You're a very funny guy.
You know who'd be a good interview?
Who?
Tom's roommate.
Okay. Oh, do you think Tom's got a private room, Rob?
I would guess not.
I would think yes, that they would put someone as special as Tom. Maybe in a room with someone as special as he is.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think they segregate. Don't they have like a tarred ward?
I don't think that happens.
I mean, is the word isolated or?
God forbid, like you.
I don't think he's in the ICU either.
Well, let's say you had like your appendix out.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Okay. Right.
And
mm-hmm.
and it's bad enough you're in bed.
Right.
And you look next to you, it's Tom Gavin.
I think it's luck of the draw.
You call the nurse.
As long as he's quiet.
No, and the nurse says, no, Tom, you're supposed to be on the tard hole.
No, I don't think they do it that way.
I think so. Hey, Tony.
Yes. Tony's underneath the console now.
Tony?
Yes.
Hey, did you hear that Michael Hughes' real name is Todd?
Actually, someone asked me to tell you that, and I wouldn't do it.
Oh,
now what kind of cowardly man are you? You could have told me that. You could have told me. Isn't that funny? His real name is Todd.
Well, I was hoping to have it as leverage against him. Now don't.
Sorry about that. Nobody has it now. It's yours. You made it your own. There you go.
How are we doing with the screen?
Not yet.
Those are the magic words around this place.
Uh-huh.
Not yet.
I sure hope Tom gets his breakfast soon.
I do, too.
We'll be right back.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Another commercial for a mortgage company? No, this is a wake-up call. How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by as much as 45%? Introducing the 1.5% interest rate mortgage loan exclusively from HomeLoanCenter.com. Imagine a $300,000 loan is only $1,035 per month. That's right, a $300,000 loan for $1,035 a month. Get extra cash to consolidate debts, pay off tuition, or those high-interest credit cards. HomeLoanCenter.com makes it fast and easy to qualify. And with 4 out of 5 customers approved, there's no reason to wait. Call HomeLoanCenter.com at 888-907-FUN. That's 888-907-3863. Call now and speak to a loan officer who can pre-approve your loan today.
Start rate of 1.5% is fixed for the first 30 days with a fixed payment option for the first 12 months. APR on a $300,000 loan with a monthly payment of $1,035 is 5.612%. HomeLoanCenter.com is licensed and offered to states, equal housing lender.
Cut your payments by as much as 45%. Call 888-907-FUND. 888-907-FUN. 888-907-3863.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and 2 nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses 2 children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought 2 wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? You feel wired at first, but then here comes the crash and you feel worse than before, Jack.
The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. You should try the new liquid energy shot called 5-Hour Energy. With 5-Hour Energy, you can leave grogginess and sail through your day with no jitters or crash.
5-Hour Energy contains a powerful blend of B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, Jack. No sugar, only as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. coffee, and it takes seconds to drink.
In minutes, you're feeling wide awake, alert, and productive, and the feelings last for hours. So, if your energy drink makes you crash, switch to 5-Hour Energy.
Hours of energy now, and they'll crash later.
Go straight to your nearest Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, or 7-Eleven now for 5-Hour Energy. That's Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, and 7-Eleven. For more information, go to www.5hourenergy.com.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses 2 children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought 2 wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Would you believe just a few hours ago this professional baritone had such a terrible cold he could hardly talk? Then he tried New Sucret Complete. New Sucret Complete is the only all-in-one lozenge that relieves your cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, even freshens your breath. Plus, it's loaded with vitamin C and zinc. Try New Sucret Complete, serious medicine for complete cold relief.
New Sucret Complete.
Have you heard about the latest get-rich-quick scheme in America? It's filing lawsuits. Do you know that if you own a business or any substantial property, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being sued even if you've done nothing wrong? Protect everything you've worked hard for with the Nevada Corporation. Personal asset protection is one of the many benefits of incorporating in Nevada. There's also no state tax, and Nevada is #1 in personal and corporate privacy.
Hi, I'm Greg Zapper, president of Nevada State Corporate Network. Through the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you protect what they've worked hard for. With just a single phone call, you'll learn all the benefits of a Nevada corporation, like asset protection, tax savings, privacy, and much more. All for just $489. We do all the paperwork for you, and we can get you incorporated by phone in about 10 minutes. It doesn't matter where you live, only where your corporation lives, and that should be tax-free Nevada.
Call now for a free consultation. The first 50 callers get the free ebook, Why Incorporate in Nevada. Call 866-854-3703. 866-854-3703. That's 866-854-3703.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses 2 children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought 2 wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Chili Hotline.
Yeah, listen, we're having folks over for dinner. And
ooh, a real fiesta, huh?
Sort of, except my wife wants grilled veggies, and I want beef.
Well, bring home a box of Stag Fiesta Grilled Chili with juicy beef and fire-roasted veggies.
Wow, that is a fiesta.
Mooey delicious. Chili Hotline.
Hey, I've been to kickboxing.
Wow, exercising your rights.
And my lefts, so I need to stay lean.
Stag Silverado Lean Beef Chili, 97% fat-free.
They do that?
Chili is all they do. You can beef up and beef up.
I love it.
Stag Chili, the chili chili lovers love.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and 2 nights at a Las Vegas strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
Hey, where were you last year?
What happened to your hair?
Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel.
Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Where is the next generation of women leaders? The ones who blaze trails and fire our imaginations. Who laugh at words like can't and never. Where are they? The same place they've always been. Girl Scouts. Where girls grow strong. Call 1-800-478-7248 today and mentor someone remarkable.
And Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah, we're gonna score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly gonna be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some sluts, too. Yeah, do they have a lot of sluts in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many sluts we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. He put it, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of sluts in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
I do have to mention Beth Ann McBride for just a moment here. Do we have the Beth Ann jingle? Now, you know, we all have jingles, right? We've got...
Don Geronimo.
Right?
Mike O'Meara.
Hi, how are you?
Now, we don't have one for Beth Ann McBride yet.
No.
So what we've decided to do is... A little bit of, now, I don't even think you're going to notice the edit here.
Oh, good.
What we've done is taken two separate songs. The first song is Beth by Kiss.
Uh-huh.
Second song is Carrie Ann by The Hollies. Oh. Listen, please, to this now. That's pretty slick, isn't it?
Beth Ann, yeah. It's
Beth Ann, right?
Hardly tell the two songs.
I'll play it again now. Just to show you the behind-the-scenes work that goes into this.
There's two songs there?
There are. There's
I can't tell.
Where's the edit?
The first song is when Ace Frehley sings Beth, and then it's Ann from... Listen here now, listen.
That's
really great.
That's magical.
The
really.
Beth is very easy to understand. The Ann is kind of... sounds like a flock of bees.
Well, here's how this works. I called Rob last night.
Right.
And I said, you know, I'd love to get the... Because first off, Beth Ann hates being called Beth.
Yeah.
So I said, we got to get the Kiss record so we can play that. I said, but what Ann can we... I could only come up with two songs that have Ann. It was Barbara Ann, which is like, ba 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 ba
Roxanne.
Ann? Okay, Ann, that might be a better one. And then Carrie Ann was the only other one that I had.
And Beth is... God, that's almost impossible.
Well, but no, it's perfect.
Yeah, we have Beth.
Because Kiss did the song.
But you know, I'm nutty for the Hollies.
I might want to hear the Sting version, though.
Yeah.
We might for tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
Get this. And a good tip in my mind.
Thank
Mike,
you.
If we put the Ann in from Roxanne, so it would be... And...
Although I don't see how it could be much smoother than
that. I was about to say. That's slick. You know, and you know what that is? That is... digital technology performing for you.
Radio Those are magic. Our production values that we've got here.
So having said that...
Or we could just go ahead and spend like $35 and get a real jingle.
No.
Too easy,
be less work.
Having said that, I like this because it's an intro. To bring in a girl. I don't even have to bring... Who says that I'm not thinking about you?
The only thing is I couldn't hear the Ann back here because the speaker we have back here is a mono.
It's not the speaker.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, it's
hey, Mike, that's a beautiful piece of technology. You'll stop with the snide remarks.
I'll try
Mr. Rock's Ann, which I'm sure will work out better. How could we have forgotten that?
I don't know.
How could we have forgotten that?
I don't know. Next time I'll remember that.
Listen, here's the deal with Beth Ann McBride, a woman who's worked on our show now. She's coming up on her third one-month contract.
Wow. Oh, fantastic.
She's doing executive, too.
She's doing great. We couldn't be happier with her. I enjoy the personal side of Beth Ann,
mm-hmm, sure.
And I couldn't help but noticing that she's got a little something-something going on with mousy sales guy Jonathan.
Jonathan. Mm-hmm.
Now here's
Jonathan, who makes a lot of trips up and down the hallway while we're on the air.
Here's what I catch as Beth Ann is standing in the doorway to the office, and we're talking today, and she says, okay, I'm going to go to Harris Teeter, whatever, go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I see this mousy guy, kind of looks like Peter Parker, except a skinnier, not so
smarmier,
not so tough Peter,
sneakier
Peter Parker.
Mike said a long time ago, a young James Carville with hair, and I like that.
But that's perfect.
But he has that less than
shave his head and take all his hair and make him older, and he turned into that alien James Carville.
Yeah, but he's so soft spoken. He's
very soft spoken. But he's also, when I do speak to him, he is a funny guy.
Very nice.
Yes,
he's not
a fine
person.
What comes out of his mouth is both witty and together,
mm-hmm,
which surprises, because when you look at him, you expect that he'd say something like,
well, here's what I observed, and then eavesdrop on.
I can understand how any gal would fall for him.
He's standing there. And,
how are you doing, B.A.?
Huh?
And Beth Ann is talking to me.
I'm just listening.
And she says, okay, I'm going to run and get something to eat. I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Right.
And then as soon as she leaves the office, the tone of the voice changes. Mm-hmm. And I hear, oh, hello. And I know right away it's girls.
It's Jonathan.
So, oh, hold on a second. Beth, hold on a second, Beth Ann, please. Hold on. I do have to be chastised here by a KISS fan. Rich?
Yeah, Don. Hey,
yeah, I'm wrong. Go ahead, say it, say it.
I should be telling you, but
no.
It was Peter Criss, not Ace Frehley. Saying that.
Yeah, and you know, normally I would yell because I'm never wrong. At least that's what I like to think. But no, you're right, and I should have known that, and I'm a KISS fan, for God's sakes. Please enjoy Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Are we out of the Tower Record stuff?
Yeah.
We're out of that?
He gave it away faster than I could get it.
Well, get him another one. You got a $20 gift certificate at towerandtower.com. Because I should have known that. I'm in the KISS Army. I should have known that.
Maybe. I knew you did.
It's Ace. Wait, now is it? It's Ace Frehley that sang back in the New York Groove?
Yes.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. God damn, I should have known that.
God damn it.
All right. See you, Rich. Hold on a second.
Thanks, John.
Hold on for your prize. So this guy, Jonathan, with Beth Ann.
Yes.
She says, as they're walking down the hall now, and I notice that there's some body language. I don't want to say exactly what it is. It wasn't vile.
No.
And it didn't
good.
Involve her face like Kobe Bryant.
Right.
But there's some touching of shoulders or, you know, just as they're walking down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And then
a very narrow hallway.
Very narrow.
That's why you two had to go down the hallway looking like you were chicken fighting.
So she says to him, all I hear is they're turning the hallway corner. She says, well, I guess I could take you there. I guess so. So they've gone out on a date.
A grocery store date.
And she took him to Starbucks, and I just want to tell you something, and anybody that works in this building, especially now that we've moved our office back down on the second floor, you really have to know that anything you say to me is fair game, unless you say, don't say it on the air. Right.
And as far as Jonathan is concerned,
now,
we need to, I think, have an inquisition with him.
Well, I want to tell you what he said to me after he got back with Beth Ann.
Very right. Good.
So they got back from their date, and Beth Ann, when I saw Beth Ann, I said, oh, how'd your date go? And she said, oh, it wasn't a date. He has a girlfriend. It was just a social thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Well, you should hear what old Jonathan said.
Really?
So now I'm coming down the hallway, and I see him, and I said, hey, stud, how's it going with Beth Ann? And this was his quote.
Yes.
She's a tough cookie. Hey. Hold on. But I'll crack her.
No!
That was exactly the quote.
Wow, I like the confidence of the young man.
From Jonathan. He's made up his mind. She's a tough cookie.
But I'll crack her.
But I'll crack her.
How about that?
No, don't you? We've started.
I wonder what that fortune would say.
Yeah, I see fish.
Hey, that's not funny.
No, stop that.
When he said that, did he say it meanly, like with a violent tone?
No, no, Rob, he did not.
I don't think he's got a mean bone in his body.
No, I believe it was amorous.
He's
very much in love.
Yes.
I think so.
Should we, a mission statement?
I'm going to call him right now. Unfortunately, I got to hang up on Beth Handel. Before we go,
let's hear that jingle again.
This is great.
If I could just tell you again, you're working out great as producer. I'm glad to see you're making friends.
Yeah.
I'll dedicate this intro to you and Jonathan, and I hope you practice safe sex here at the station. Man, is that good!
I still don't hear the end.
Oh, well.
You know, when
trust
you,
it,
man,
it's great.
Is that good?
When you can combine the best parts of rhythm and melody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I bet Jonathan hears the end.
Okay, bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All the time.
You know, if you put a metronome in front of the speakers when you play that jingle, the metronome will just turn to dust.
Melt.
Let's call him. Let's call Melty Jonathan. Now, come on, pick up the phone.
There is an empty exercise machine at a health club.
You know, she could use Jonathan just to make Jason want her more.
Jason the Married Mormon.
That's right. JTMM.
Hello, you've reached Jonathan Westmoreland with WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. Please leave your message after the tone, and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Have a great day.
I get one.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hello, Jonathan. This is Clementine Chang.
And a phone hoe, baby.
Oh, you're so sexy with your little wire-rimmed glasses.
Hi, baby.
What's going on with you and Betty McBride?
Ooh, hot love, baby.
You like to crack that cookie?
Thank you, baby.
Sayonara.
Bye, baby.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
No need.
To listen to it, 2. To re-record.
We're suckers for this, even when it's bad.
It's fun.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hello, Jonathan. Clementine Chang. And a phone hoe, baby. Oh, you're so sexy with your little wire-rimmed glasses. Hi, baby. What's going on with you and Betty McBride? Ooh, hot love, baby. You like to crack that cookie?
There he is.
Thank you, baby. Sayonara. Bye, baby.
Oh, hold on. Well, isn't it amazing? We're leaving a message on his machine.
Enter 1.
Machine, and here he is.
No need to.
I'll transfer you now.
Oh, get out of here.
Transfers to him. Jonathan is right here.
Here he is. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
So what's happening with you and Beth Ann?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. I like that.
Nothing yet.
I like that.
He's already, by that statement, elevated himself past some of the other salespeople.
So, Pootie Tang, huh?
She's a very nice girl.
Yes. Well, that's great. So there is legitimate interest, Jonathan?
No, illegitimate interest.
Hey, now.
Yes, fantastic.
I just say, guys, I've been listening to you for years. I just want to start by saying my mother's a whore.
Wow.
Beth Ann will get along great with
Jonathan, her. I was saying to Don in the office that you walk by the hallway a lot, and you always manage to peek in here. And I got the vibe from you that, you're beyond stalker. You're short of stalker, but you are a big fan of the show. Is that right?
Huge
fan. Yeah. So one of the reasons, like, you're involved in this radio.
And let me ask you something. Your ultimate pursuit of Beth Ann, in some way, are you trying to make love to Mike or I? I mean, is Beth Ann the surrogate?
A conduit.
When you're making love to Beth Ann McBride, will you be thinking of standing here in the studio with Mike and I?
Something like that, but love has nothing to do with it.
God, this is strange.
Now, do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Oh, dear. No,
how serious?
No.
Pretty serious.
Yeah. Pretty serious.
Pretty serious.
But you like Beth Ann.
I do. She's very nice. She's a Catholic girl. So is my girlfriend.
Uh-huh. These are good answers, Jonathan. I like this.
So
he's keeping us a little off balance. So the idea of having two relationships appeals to you.
Here he is. Your man.
I know.
Yay.
Listen to this. He's really interested in you.
No, he's not.
I knew he was.
He's
I hear your voice again.
Darn. He's very interesting, Beth Ann.
He just wants copy points. That's what he wants.
Copy points. Now, that's inside jargon for advertising.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think he's got more than simply advertising on his mind.
I think he's, you know, he's enjoying the fantasy of a full-time relationship with two separate Catholic girls.
Oh. And Eileen is her name.
And I didn't know you were a good Catholic girl, Beth Ann.
Yeah, we talked about that in the car when we went to Harris Teeter.
Oh, you did? Oh, you and Jonathan. That's wonderful.
For your date. Oh, hi, Robbie.
You know, the spots he's interested in. Don't run on the radio.
God. Oh, my, my.
Yeah, I see fish.
Oh, dear me. What does that keep popping?
That is CB interference.
It's amazing how that keeps popping up on the show.
Jonathan, I think you should tell your girlfriend that you have a friend at work.
I will do so.
I think he has to.
Jonathan, have you been here long enough to have any high-powered clients on the radio station?
Any high-powered clients?
Yes.
Well, incidentally, guys, I was on a conference call here, and I was wanting to talk to you about that.
Oh, really?
Sometime.
Well, forget it. We don't talk to people like you. People like you have to talk to people like Beth Ann.
Right.
But see if you can keep it business in that context.
Maybe it's something that you two could work on after work.
Here's convenient. I tell you something. I might be able to work out a side deal with you.
Okay.
Call me a pimp, if you will. I simply know this, that I know that since Ms. McBride has been with us, she's coming up on her 3-month anniversary.
This is when he wears his Don Daddy hat.
At least I've not heard from Beth Ann of any dating.
I believe she has not had
social activity.
Any meaningful relationships with the opposite sex.
When I've spoken to Beth Ann, I say, how was your weekend? She says, great. She explored a new part of the area with her daughter, or she had
fun with my dog.
Fun with her dog. There is a prescription that I used to write on a regular basis.
Yes.
And I believe that she needs a good dosage of this.
Yes. It's a
double?
It's a medicine. And
it's a medicine that only a certain doctor can give her. Right. Dr. Love.
Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah. So listen, Dr. Feelgood Love. Here's what I'm saying to you. You want to talk to us about some commercial scam you got going?
You keep our producer happy.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how it works, Jonathan. And if your girlfriend questions you about this, she doesn't question anything.
Absolutely.
She good. Nothing. She questions nothing.
I went to the Rob Spiewak School of Dating.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, dear. Now you're starting to really scare me.
He's kind of creepy.
He is kind of creepy.
He's
but in a
creepy.
Really good way. About time we got an interesting guy around here.
So, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still like him?
As a friend.
As a friend?
And I don't need the prescription filled or anything like that.
Come on, Bismarcky. Yeah. He's more than just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
He's like my brother, you know.
Beth Ann, we just want to make sure that you're as relaxed as possible. We understand that it's a stressful environment that we put you in, this incredible pressure here every day. You've got to have that stress release.
And that's why I go to the gym, and you're all ruined that.
Well, I think you've got your new jungle gym, and his name is Jonathan. And I think he's waiting for you to climb all over him.
I think so.
And that'll be the best exercise you ever got.
All right, Jonathan, will you have your walking orders?
You take care, Jonathan. And just a little warning, don't go through our stuff, okay? I just thought that was necessary.
Noted.
Okay. All right, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Noted.
Treat her with kid gloves, huh?
Uh-huh.
Come on, I think it might be her first or second time around.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's always nice when we get somebody who brings something to the table, and he brings a weird element to the table.
He's almost nerdish, isn't he?
He's nerdish and a little sneaky.
Thanks.
He has that kind of, you know, he looks at you from that angle.
But he also looks like a guy, if you watch the news any night, where the police have arrested some guy for selling on the internet how to make a bomb. He looks like that guy would be pulled out of the house.
Absolutely. You know. He was always so quiet. He waved at us.
He seemed nice.
He's got, you know what else? He's got a little Timothy McVeigh in him. He's got a little of that crazy.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait?
Listen, Beth Ann.
Tell your story in my situation.
You listen to this song and you think about Jonathan. Nation. The way that I met
her was on tour at a concert. Yeah. Had long hair and Jonathan likes Catholic girls. He's got two. Let's cut it in one. That makes it you.
Spit in the air, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're on your proof. I asked her her name. She said, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Tim Pants and a very big bar. I took a couple of
just a friend. And hold on, I think we've got it now done the right way.
Oh, good.
Already?
With Roxanne. Well, we're a machine, Mike. Are you still there, Beth Ann?
I'm here.
Hold on, let's see if this is any better when we talk about Beth Ann.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Much it's better. A step up.
Yes. It's all fixed.
So much better.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait?
Job done.
Let me tell you a story of my situation.
I was like, talking to you, this girl. Right. You got what I need.
How long do we take to get to the hook on this?
They ain't just a friend.
Oh, baby,
you. You got what I need. You say he's just a friend. His name is Jonathan.
Boy, you know, you don't hear this song. Well, they're using it on a TV commercial.
Yeah, but who doesn't like Bismarck
or Pepsi?
You know, he tours now basically singing this one song on karaoke.
Yeah, what else would he say? ABA.
We're getting close to the hook now.
You a fan of the Bismarcky?
Yeah, I like Bismarcky.
You! You, 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 you!
Here you go.
You got what I need.
Oh, Beth Ann.
But you say he just a friend.
Jonathan.
But you say he just a friend.
It's Jonathan, baby.
Starbucks.
All the places you date.
Oh, man, I love office romance. So what's your problems
working for Rich? Well, there you go, Beth Ann.
That's a
Thank
good
you.
Song.
That's pretty.
Huh?
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
We do like Bismarcky.
I did.
That's your song.
Thanks.
Okay, let us know what happens with that guy.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. They're very similar in personality.
Yes, they are.
You know, they really are. They're both kind of cool customers, you know, and they kind of just lay it all out there.
Okay. Catholic. Oh, well, she hung up.
Yeah.
She hung up.
Busy. I see fish.
I don't know why that keeps...
Nor you
know,
do I.
It's a continuous loop.
It's pissing me off. We will be right back.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show. How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Chili Hotline.
Hi, I love my boyfriend.
But?
He's a little bland. What do you suggest?
Would you prefer Dynamite Hot?
You can do that?
Bring home a box of Stag Dynamite Hot Chili, made with habanero peppers, hottest peppers known to man. And now?
To woman.
Uh-huh. Chili Hotline.
This is hard to talk about.
You're among chili lovers. Go ahead.
Well, I tried a new chili the other day, and it was, well, soupy.
Ooh, well, I can tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't Stag chili, right?
Right.
Love and learn. At Stag Foods, chili is all they do. No soups, no juice, no cookies.
I'm in love.
Stag chili. The chili chili lovers love.
From Las Vegas, we have with us a former James Bond babe. She's Midge from That 70s Show.
It's Tanya Roberts. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just the usual stuff over here.
Yeah, well, not like Vegas, huh?
Well, no, nothing's like Vegas. I mean, what's happening right now in Vegas?
God, you got a couple hours? Well, let me see. I just went to see ABBA's show, Mamma Mia, which was off the walls.
Uh-huh.
It was fantastic.
Wow.
I saw Blue Man Group a few weeks before, which was also great. And otherwise, I've been playing a little golf and just, I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do. I wish I was really loaded because then I'd go shopping.
Oh, that's all good.
But one day, one hopes, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
It could happen.
Well, of course. Now, yeah. Everybody knows Vegas is great. Of course, I do it at least four times a year. But the question is always, can you get a room in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Well, it ain't easy. But, you know, they're building a bunch of new hotels. But still, it's really tough. But the great thing is that the resort company that I work with, Tahiti Village, locked up thousands of rooms at the beginning of the year. And guess what, Tom?
What's
they're
that?
Giving them away as three-day holiday or mini honeymoon packages, however you want to see it.
So this is free.
This is absolutely free. 3 days, two nights in Vegas at a major strip hotel. And if they call within 15 minutes, we'll throw in tickets to a show. And like I said, I saw Prince. Who else did I see? I haven't seen Celine Dion, but there's just outrageous shows here and just a ton of stuff to do.
So
all they got to do is grab a pen or a pencil, Tom, and I'll give them the number.
All right, what's the number, Tanya?
Number is 866-50. Go now. That's 866-50-GO-NOW.
That's all you have to do. You call 866-50-GO-NOW.
Right. Callers get 3 days and two nights. Get into the sun for a while, man. It's 866-50-GO-NOW.
Sounds good to me. It's 866-50-GO-NOW. Thanks, Tanya.
Sure. You're welcome.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Resorts.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? You feel wired at first, but then here comes the crash, and you feel worse than before, Jack.
The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. You should try the new liquid energy shot called 5-Hour Energy. With 5-Hour Energy, you can leave grogginess and sail through your day with no jitters or crash.
5-Hour Energy contains a powerful blend of B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, Jack. No sugar, only as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. And it takes seconds to drink.
In minutes, you're feeling wide awake, alert, and productive. And the feelings last for hours. So, if your energy drink makes you crash, switch to 5-Hour Energy.
Hours of energy now, no crash later.
Go straight to your nearest Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, or 7-Eleven now for 5-Hour Energy. That's Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, and 7-Eleven. For more information, go to www.5hourenergy.com.
Another commercial for a mortgage company? No, this is a wake-up call. How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by as much as 45%? Introducing the 1.5% interest rate mortgage loan exclusively from HomeLoanCenter.com. Imagine a $300,000 loan is only $1,035 per month. That's right, a $300,000 loan for $1,035 a month. Get extra cash to consolidate debts, pay off tuition, or those high-interest credit cards. HomeLoanCenter.com makes it fast and easy to qualify. And with 4 out of 5 customers approved, there's no reason to wait. Call HomeLoanCenter.com at 888-907-FUN. That's 888-907-3863. Call now and speak to a loan officer who can pre-approve your loan today.
Start rate of 1.5% is fixed for the first 30 days with a fixed payment option for the first 12 months. APR on a $300,000 loan with a monthly payment of $1,035 is 5.612%. HomeLoanCenter.com is licensed in all 50 states, equal housing lender.
Cut your payments by as much as 45%. Call 888-907-FUND. 888-907-FUN. 888-907-3863.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Chili Hotline.
Yeah, listen, we're having folks over for dinner. And
ooh, a real fiesta, huh?
Sort of, except my wife wants grilled veggies, and I want beef.
Well, bring home a box of Stag Fiesta Grilled Chili with juicy beef and fire-roasted veggies.
Wow, that is a fiesta. Sounds
mooey delicious. Chili Hotline.
Hey, I'm into kickboxing.
Wow, exercising your rights.
And my lefts, so I need to stay lean.
Stag Silverado Lean Beef Chili, 97% fat-free.
They do that?
Chili is all they do. You can beef up and beef up.
I love it.
Stag Chili, the chili chili lovers love.
Hey, this is Tanya Robertson. Guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 877-57-GO-NOW. That's 877-57-GO-NOW. For the time of your life, 877-57-GO-NOW. Call now.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then fight it with a scrub brush and a hot soapy towel. Even in the neatest and tidiest homes, if there's so much as a crumb to eat or a drop to drink, household pests like bugs and mice will do all that they can to get it. Creepy crawlies like bugs and mice are unpleasant enough as it is, but they're more than just a nuisance for kids with asthma because they can actually trigger an asthma attack. So, give them a whole lot of nothing. Sweep up crumbs, wipe down tables, scrub dishes before they pile up in the sink, and store leftovers in plastic bags or bowls. Don't leave them so much as one tidbit or nibble, and you can stop a childhood asthma attack before it starts. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard, what were you doing?
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Geez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase. I thought you were getting pizza.
They were closed. How could you be reading documents when they're in your briefcase? That's a mystery. Richard, were you watching Spank Provision?
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
All right, then, let's get some shut-eye.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Couldn't tell you.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa?
Or is it Spanky? Thinner.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I had something for Mike.
Yes, sir.
I went to a stag party.
Okay.
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And they had this movie called She Stepped in It.
Oh, wow.
And I won't be graphic.
Right.
I know it's PG rating now.
Right, right.
But they had these girls running through this backyard, literally... tromping.
Okay. Really?
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
The dog's left.
I'm glad you had a good time at the stag party.
It was like a...
Right, see ya.
We'll never know what it was like.
Incidentally, good stag party, huh?
Wow, the best.
Good stag... Good,
wish I was there.
Stag party. How about calling it a stag party?
Yeah, stag party.
Why not just get the 8mm out and go down to your wood-paneled 1965 basement?
By a show of hands, how many people have ever been to a stag party where they showed 8mm? Films.
Mike,
you Buzz?
I don't remember.
Mike's
ever
not here. The only one.
Just video.
But in fairness,
but it was back in the day.
Such garbage. Yeah.
In fairness, wasn't Buzz in one of the movies?
Buzz was in one of the movies. Yeah. That's right.
No, they didn't have party I went to. Didn't have 8mm. Just Cinerama.
Cinerama.
Hey. Wow.
No, I actually went to one, and you know, you thread it into the little cheap ass projector.
Never breaks, does it?
Oh, horrible.
And even worse with me, the stag parties that I went to with like DJs.
Right. And I remember, I'm old enough to remember when Betamax first came out, and the first two movies that I ever rented, one was On Golden Pond, and the other one was Debbie Does Dallas. And I got a quizzical look from the lady behind the counter.
I remember the first person I ever knew with a Betamax was Fat Susan Platt. From
is she the one whose cat went splat?
Yeah.
That's a wonderful story.
She worked at WLS, and... Well, this is an awful story. Another disc jockey. Well, she had a cat,
and
she couldn't come to work one night. She called in. She did the late night shift, and this guy that was on before me, Steve Dahl, came in and said, "Hey, Susan Platt's not coming in tonight." I said, "Why?" He said, "Her cat jumped off the balcony." I said, "Oh, that's awful." So then I go on the micro and go, you know, I was back into the DJ thing, you know, music radio, WLS. This guy, Steve Dahl, comes in. He goes, "Hey, I got a bulletin." All right. So I'm freeforming with him. I go, "What is it?" He said, "Fat Susan Platt, her cat just went splat."
Wow.
And, you know, this is like...
Right.
I go...
Her cats were very important to her, right?
Yeah. And I go, "Oh," and he leaves me hanging. It's like, I go, "Well, okay, thanks, thanks, Steve." So anyway... Now, what was it? Was something about Fat Susan Platt. I was just going to...
She had a Betamax.
Oh! Right. So she's got the first Betamax that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 1981. And it's one of those big jobbers, and it's got the gigantic sundial thing on it. You remember how big that
used to be? Yeah, right. Exactly.
And I remember you mentioned Debbie Does Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had a movie, I don't know what, not on Golden Pond, but something like that.
Right.
And what they had done was taken that label and put Debbie Does Dallas on the tape. And Fat Susan Platt, whose cat went splat, had a party to debut her Betamax.
Uh-huh.
And you want to talk about absolutely, I mean, like, wet your pants funny. When she's got 40 people from the radio station. She's the only one with a piece of technology.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the porno comes up. She went out of her mind.
She got mad?
She went out of her freaking mind.
Wow. Really?
She was upset about
Fat
the cat.
Susan Platt. This was after her cat went splat.
Probably stayed with
her. She an upsettable type of person?
She was very high-strung, Mike.
High-strung, yeah.
She found solace with her friends Ben and Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
She was a future Kathy Whiteside.
I think the next thing that was similar to that is when we went to the radio convention and actually turned on the Spectrovision in the CBS Records suite.
Oh, that was funny.
Not CBS Records suite, in the Infinity Broadcast Westwood One suite, right?
The
radio suite, when all the owners and general managers of these radio station affiliates were coming in, and there were two TVs, and we put them both on with
porno.
Hilarious. Porno on there.
Just hilarious.
It was wonderful.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Jay from Canada calling.
All right, what's happening in Mexico North? What's happening?
I've got a two-part morality question for you.
All right.
Ooh, we're good.
Okay. Now, this has to do with the foot fetish thing you guys had going on.
Hold on.
We're
talking foot fetish.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's be specific.
Okay. So, when I was younger, and I used to stick my feet in my sister's face, okay, one...
Then are you asking a question, or are you going to tell, like, a long, boring Canadian story?
I'm asking, should it be considered incest, and should I be asking God for forgiveness? Don's the religious man, so he'd know what's going on.
By putting your feet in your sister's face?
Yeah, this is back, you know, in the day. Is that considered incest? And if it is, should I be asking God for forgiveness?
Well, see, we don't do the same. Let me ask you, did you derive any pleasure from this? I mean, any... physical pleasure?
I didn't, but I can't speak for my sister.
Oh.
Should he not thank God for forgiveness for this call?
Yes.
Ask God for forgiveness for this call, please. That's
exactly. Hey, okay. Incidentally,
have God in Canada?
What town does your mom live in?
Sudbury, Ontario. It's about 3 hours.
Okay, all right.
He doesn't,
Canadian.
He doesn't get it. No.
Rob, I flipped.
I embrace you.
I flipped.
The answer, incidentally, in Canada, it's Hortawa. Like, you know, they have Ottawa. So it's not going to be Horse City. It'll be Hortawa.
You sure you don't want to make it Horanto?
Thank you.
Winner.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Yeah.
There you go. The funny man.
There you go.
And I'm not kidding. Horanto. That is beyond great.
That might actually be a regular town now.
Hello.
We have another call from Horanto.
Hello. Todd and Mike show.
Yes. There's this accessory for the PlayStation 2.
Yes.
It's called the Trans Vibrator. And it's said to enhance the gaming experience.
I'll bet.
And it's...
And how long have you had it down your pants, son? For God's sake. Get out of here.
Only since.
Little perv. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you fat bastards.
All right.
Something that people said to us 5 years ago says what?
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Stop.
Hey, quick question, Don.
No, hold on. Just let me just tell you something.
Not to that.
I don't mind kidding around and stuff, but really, what's your problem, dude? I mean, do you think you're funny? I mean, I'll take that once in a while.
Well, didn't we discipline somebody last week for the same thing? We're done with that. It's a question of moving forward.
And it's not a question of that if we're fat or if we're bastards, of which we are both.
Amen.
The point is, I don't need some slimy...
We're over it.
Slug like you.
All we need to say is we're by
old,
it. We're past and it's old.
Hey,
it's not funny anymore.
Bastards. You know, come on.
Understood. My apologies.
I don't think it's understood. What town does your mom live in?
That would be Manassas.
Jesus.
What if she lived in Canada? What town would she live in?
That would be Horanto.
All right. Thank you.
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. What's your last point?
What?
I'm trying to figure out how on earth...
Right. There you go. Nice. I wish we had that definitive sound,
yeah,
that click.
That
so
solid
you would
click.
Know that we've hung up.
I had a thought. I was trying to...
we do have that? There you go. Thanks, Rob. And like I said, it's not that we're not fat and not that we're not bastards.
No, but it's old. It's old.
It's an old bit.
It's not funny anymore.
Hey, you fat bastards. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm on the show. Hey, whatever happened to with cheap-ass yelling in the newspapers, the USA Today?
Rob, what's the update on the newspapers?
I know that Beth Ann McBride...
Got him.
I know Beth Ann McBride actually put out a sign.
Yeah, Rob said we got four today.
Yeah apparently... I'll get the last caller here.
Yeah, I'm the last caller!
Yeah, apparently what had happened is that USA Today had been delivering four newspapers a day to us.
And the salespeople had been taking all of them.
They've been stealing them, so Beth Ann put a big sign right out front, the radio station front door, that says, Don and Mike's for USA Today.
And everybody got one today, and everybody couldn't be happier.
I got mine, and that's how I learned that Jane Pauley is bipolar.
Let's see if we can... Why don't I put that guy on hold? Hold on a second.
We had a little problem with the touchscreen.
There you go. I got it. Be very, very quiet when I say we're going to be... Oh, turn that off. I need the other music. Hark for cash.
Ah!
I asked you to please be quiet.
Can't help it. It's an automatic reflex. Yeah.
Mike, it is simply the greatest bit we do.
I agree.
Right.
I'll give you the explanation real quick.
Okay.
You're in your car.
How's it work?
You're in your car.
Great.
You pull up to a stoplight where there is a left-hand turn arrow. Only one lane of traffic can turn left when the light goes green and the little arrow is there. When you get up to that light and it is green, you do not move. And we count honks and pay you $1 for every person we hear honking at you in 30 seconds.
Right. And it always turns green in about 15 seconds.
Yeah. Well, listen, the magic... There's no magic to this.
There are
game.
Layers of magic.
I was thinking one other thing, besides the left-hand turn signal. If it's a single lane, you know, if it's a four-way intersection with just one lane that can go, can they do it there, that way, too, if there's traffic in back of them? I mean, I hate to add a wrinkle to perfection.
Unfortunately, yeah. Right. That would be like saying to Colonel Sanders,
yeah, I know.
How about taking something out of the,
would you like
know?
The 12th herb?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's a perfect game already.
Yeah. All right. That left-hand turn single, let it be.
You know, my favorite part of the perfect game is?
What?
Is that when the 30 seconds starts, no one ever talks.
Absolutely.
Oh, and that's the other thing. And we are really absolutely ballbusters about this.
Mm-hmm.
When you say go, the light has turned green, don't say anything for 30 seconds. You just hang your phone out the window and we count the horns.
If you talk, we'll get mad at you and banish you from this country, make you go live in Horonto.
Mm-hmm. So,
same if you cheat, which we can also catch.
Having said all of that, who wants to play some honk for cash? Come on.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I know you can't.
Can you hear that? Do you hear that, guys? Listen, can you hear that?
What's that?
It's the sizzle.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? You feel wired at first, but then here comes the crash, and you feel worse than before, Jack.
The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. You should try the new liquid energy shot called 5-Hour Energy. With 5-Hour Energy, you can leave grogginess and sail through your day with no jitters or crash.
5-Hour Energy contains a powerful blend of B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, Jack. No sugar, only as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. And it takes seconds to drink.
In minutes, you're feeling wide awake, alert, and productive. And the feelings last for hours. So, if your energy drink makes you crash, switch to 5-Hour Energy.
Hours of energy now, no crash later.
Go straight to your nearest Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, or 7-Eleven now for 5-Hour Energy. That's Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, GNC, The Vitamin Shop, and 7-Eleven. For more information, go to www.5hourenergy.com.
How can a child abused by his father, who escapes poverty to become a lawyer, marries a troubled woman, causes civil war with his election, loses two children, and suffers depression, become one of our greatest presidents ever? Lincoln, he fought two wars. One was in his head. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, on the History Channel, The Real Abe, Honest.
Would you believe just a few hours ago this professional baritone had such a terrible cold he could hardly talk? Then he tried New Sucret Complete. New Sucret Complete is the only all-in-one lozenge that relieves your cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, even freshens your breath. Plus, it's loaded with vitamin C and zinc. Try New Sucret Complete, serious medicine for complete cold relief.
New Sucret Complete.
Have you heard about the latest get-rich-quick scheme in America? It's filing lawsuits. Do you know that if you own a business or any substantial property, you have a 1 in 4 chance of being sued even if you've done nothing wrong? Protect everything you've worked hard for with the Nevada Corporation. Personal asset protection is one of the many benefits of incorporating in Nevada. There's also no state tax, and Nevada is number one in personal and corporate privacy.
Hi, I'm Greg Zapper, president of Nevada State Corporate Network. Through the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you protect what they worked hard for. With just a single phone call, you'll learn all the benefits of a Nevada corporation, like asset protection, tax savings, privacy, and much more. All for just $489. We do all the paperwork for you, and we can get you incorporated by phone in about 10 minutes. It doesn't matter where you live, only where your corporation lives, and that should be tax-free Nevada.
Call now for a free consultation. The first 50 callers get the free ebook, Why Incorporate in Nevada. Call 866-854-3703. 866-854-3703. That's 866-854-3703.
Another commercial for a mortgage company? No, this is a wake-up call. How would you like